Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kid's PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Mickey Thompson Performance Tires carries all the specialty tires you need for street, strip, track, and off-road cars. They pride themselves on providing you with the best performance tires in the world. Mickey Thompson Performance Tires are available at a number of retail locations, such as Performance Plus, J's, and McCormick Racing. For more information, log on to www.mickeythompsontires.com. Once again, www.mickeythompsontires.com.
Get ready as Grudge Inc. presents Rumble in the Jungle at the Showtime Drag Strip Saturday, November 30th in Clearwater, Florida. The Grudge Pro Mod race is the headline race as Mike Hill from the ATL versus Mike Stravino from the MIA. It's the pine trees versus the palm trees. Who's the baddest? Plus, there will be an anything on 28s and 29 shootout with $3,000 up for grabs. W's okay, no willy bars. The Grudge Inc. National Extreme 29's champion, Lil Rick, will be in the house. And on deck, it's Cole Killer and Scotty G, Grudge Inc.'s newest member and national record holder, plus many more. And last but not least, the top sportsman national champ will be on the line. Running for the title is Stone Cold, Ballsy, Timothy Hall, and many more. Gates open at 10 a.m., races at 3 p.m., spectators $20, age 10 and under free. It's all going down as Grudge Inc. presents The Rumble in the Jungle at the Showtime Drag Strip, Saturday, November 30th. For more info, contact T5 at 954-275-0396 or log on to grudgeinc.us.
Going on out here this weekend. OKC, Oklahoma City Outlaw boys, are in our backyard as we speak. So we're going to probably, hopefully we're going to chat, and Chad got picked to be one of the guys to go racing. So hopefully he's going to either give me a text or call in and see what's happening out there. I want to apologize about last week, too. We actually were going to have a show. And for whatever reason, the show wasn't scheduled. We didn't kill it. It just couldn't figure out why it wasn't scheduled to go on. Ken was going to run it, and it just didn't happen. So I want to apologize for that, and won't let that happen again. Someone will always be running this show. Ken, are you there, brother?
What's happening, Shay?
Hey, man, we got Oklahoma in our backyard right now as we speak. They went to a secret location only, but I know where it's at. And then Bow Down, I guess, got a hold of Big Chief or Crew Chief or Wapahoe or whatever he wants to call himself. Yeah, and called them out. Told them, come to Compton, straight out of Compton, do some street racing out here. So, yeah, this is going to be a very lively evening here, man. We're going to be getting phone calls left and right. It's supposed to start at 6 o'clock till 6 in the morning with this thing, so we'll see what's up.
Well, let's hit some phone mics. What kind of topic are we going to shoot on tonight? Are we just on the free flow tonight? Let's get a
call. Well, you know what? I want to talk about a few things. I was in Vegas last weekend for that race, and I actually met Dave, Daddy Dave, that drives the Sonoma. And we got to talk and everything. And you know what? The dude is a pretty cool dude. I mean, he might be a little bit on the arrogant side, but, man, he backs up everything he says. And I got to watch that little truck run out there. And that black boy is no joke. It's no joke. So, but I saw a video he put out, and he has anybody come to Oklahoma, bring $5,000, and he'll hand them their ass. He said Oklahoma City does have the fastest streetcars in the country.
Streetcars?
Streetcars. There's no streetcar. But they'll race it on the street.
That's what I'm saying, though. You just said you imply streetcar, so he's saying he won't run nobody on a track in a grudge race? Is that what he's saying?
Yeah, they'll do all their stuff on the street. They'll do all their stuff on the street.
No. Well, I don't think we do that anymore. I think we got organized to step away from that.
Want
to hit some of these phone lines? See what's happening?
No, hold on, Kev. Come on now. You know, I forgot what I was going to just say right now, man.
He's talking about that turd, junk, raggedy ass truck. He's your hero.
Oh, yeah.
You know, from Oklahoma.
No, that truck, listen, man, that truck is no joke. That thing runs. Is it the fastest thing in the country? No, I don't think so. I don't think so.
Did he sign an autograph for you?
Oh, he signed. I don't need his autograph. Should have given mine.
No, you know I'm going to give it to you tonight.
But you know what, though? He had that crown. He had that crown with him, that 405 crown that he was displaying because he's the number one guy.
Yeah, he was. He won it on one of the shows. I watched it.
Yeah, but he was actually a pretty cool dude, man. We talked for a little while, and I told him about the show, and I told him how we call Asian all the time and leave messages, and he started laughing. He goes, "That's you?" I said, "Yeah, I call him for my radio show." I go, "I'm the one who call him out, call him Hong Kong Fooey," and he started laughing. He goes, "Yeah, that dude's a dick." I said, "Oh, I know. That's why we verbally abuse him and as we do."
Mm-hmm.
But you know, it's getting hot out here, man, and these guys are
I gotta cut you off real quick. Let me save you tonight, okay? Don't be talking about how hot it is out there, because it ain't doing good out here, okay? So I'm gonna try and save you before the boys get on the line.
It's
like
cold.
20 degrees
it's
out
cold.
Here.
Oh, it's cold out here, dude. It's in the 60s out here, man. I was freezing my ass off today at work.
Man, be quiet. It's 20. It's like 20 or 19 degrees out here now.
Dude, I had to wear long pants and shoes and socks.
At 60 degrees, come on.
Bullshit, California.
I seen you walk around mountain dragway at 58 degrees at night with flip flops and what's the name's on.
But that was okay, man. It was still nice, man.
I don't want your cousin Tyson getting on here tonight, and you and him going at it for a half an hour about how cold, how warm, and all that stuff is.
And he's late again. But, you know, we start talking about money. We start talking about Tyson's money. And watch, man, watch it. He going to come in. Where's my money? Where's my money? Yeah, I want to, hopefully we're going to get some reports. I text Chad a little while ago.
Yeah, I did too. I told him to call in. Where's my cousin at?
Oh, shoot.
I talked to Rob in a while.
I don't know where he's at. But I know Gypsy Mike's running. I'm trying to think of the five guys. Chad, Gypsy Mike, Donnie, Kelly, and Brody. Those are the five guys that they're running.
Did CPR take anything over there?
No. CPR wasn't invited. Chad got invited at the last minute. I think he's racing. Is there a guy named Chuck that's got a Mustang or Chris that's got a Mustang?
Yeah, white ones. You have to ask. Tyson. I thought they Tyson number one, and I do.
That's the one I think Chad's racing tonight. But, you know, it's like I kind of told him, I said, you know, I kind of don't like how they do it, where they want to see your car, but you can't, you know, and you don't know which car you're going to race. They get the pick. But
right.
I was talking with that dude, Dave, I like the guy, man. He was actually a pretty cool dude. You know, he wasn't talking a lot of shit. He wasn't talking, you know, he just says he's the fastest man in the country.
I doubt that.
And then I told him, I said, well, you ever race it, you hear the guys down south or Grudge Inc. and stuff like that? He goes, oh, yeah, I've heard that Grudge Inc. And I said, how come you don't race none of those guys? They all travel. And I mentioned Whip's name. I go, yeah, Whip, well, he's got a couple cars. No, I don't know Whip. I go, oh, I'm sorry. Have you heard of 901 Bad Boys? Oh, yeah, we heard of them. And Tony Bynes. And there's a guy named Cole Killer who's got a Malibu. Probably like to try one of your cars.
He got a Regal.
And I started, you know, naming off some guys and this and that. I go, should we get why don't you go get your 20 fastest cars that you got in Oklahoma, and I'm sure I can round up 20 cars in grudge racing, and we just have ourselves a nice little shootout. Put a nice big pot. The one that comes away with the most wins gets the money. You know,
right.
And he was just kind of wondering, you know, what he can do with something like that. I said, I told him, I said, that's what you can do. That'd be something that those guys will race. They race all year. One guy's got 40 races under his belt already. So I told him, I said, you know, we just got to see what you guys want to do.
Right.
And I guess this show, they're shooting this show tonight, and this will be the last show for their season number two. And I was telling Dave, I said, you guys are coming out, you guys start picking a few cars, and some of those cars weren't even the fastest ones that we have. I said, they're fast. I'm not, you know, they're not slow cars, but if you guys claim to be the fastest, and he says, no, I want the fastest cars. I want to race the fastest car that you guys have. He goes, and I've already whooped Kelly's ass. And I said, well, that was in an eighth mile. Why don't you run him in a quarter mile? And he says, well, you know, our cars are set up. Ah, see? So you're the fastest eighth mile racer, not the fastest in the country.
Right.
You know, there's a difference there. But, you know, you got to wait and see what it's all about, man. You got to see if how real these guys are. I want to see if they come to Compton. But they won't race quarter mile. I don't know why. But I talked to Jonathan from Bow Down, who called all those guys out, and he called Chief, and they're supposed to be coming to Compton. So we just have to wait and see if they show up at Compton and race by our rules.
All right.
I mean, you know, naturally that stuff ain't going to be on TV or nothing. But we'll wait and see what happens, man. I don't know how soon they're getting any racing off. If they got to block off the streets at 6 o'clock and set up lights and this and that, and they might not fire up any races till around midnight. But I'm hoping Chad calls in or somebody up there calls in and gives us a. Yeah, and see what happens, because it's going to be kind of interesting on what's happening out there and what's going down. So, hey, I'm going to grab a phone line real quick. Let's go to Detroit, 313-9621. Hello.
Hey, what's going on?
What's going on?
This dude's from Detroit, man.
What's going on, babe?
You know, I don't know if y'all done heard King of the Street, but I'm back. We represent Detroit, man, and I was, you know, down with that. That motherfucking Ride or Die, man.
Mm-hmm.
But look like, yeah. You guys heard of Ride or Die?
Yeah.
Look like they done died on out and shit. So I'm putting it out. Yeah, it look like they done died on out. So what I'm doing is I'm sending a salute out to them, and I'm signing my signature card over to Young Money now. So. It's officially, I'm Young Money now, so I know a lot of people going to be mad, but who gives a fuck?
Hey, you got to do what you got to do, man.
Got to do what you got to do, man, you know what I'm saying, man?
Right.
I've been in the game for a couple minutes now, and, you know, I've been doing what I got to do, you know what I'm saying? I'm 16-0 on the street, and, you know, and I ain't been whooped.
Now, who's this here?
You said what now?
Who is this again?
This Deuce, King of the Street, Deuce.
What's happening, Deuce?
What's going on? Who is this?
Yeah, we got King of the Street. It's Kev. It's King of the Street.
Hey, what's going on,
brother? What's your name,
Nuts, man? I'm joining Young Money, man. Ride or Die, man. They like to, you know what I'm saying? They just what it is. Young Money going all across the continent getting that money, man. I'm officially signing. I put in my application yesterday with Aaron and Randy. So it's official, baby. I think they got 12, 13 cars, but they can add my car with theirs now. So
damn, dude, what's going on down there, man? Y'all
what? Ride or Die
fell out?
Well, no, right. We ain't fell out. It's just that shit. You know, if you sit on a tree too long, shit. You know. You begin to get part of that tree. You know, you got to get out and walk around and see who in best competition, you know. And so far from what I'm seeing here, and no without a fact that Young Money, you know, they don't give a fuck about running nobody, man, you know.
They are traveling. I thought Ride or Die was doing some traveling, too. I thought they
were on
the East Coast race.
Yeah, they doing East Coast, but Ride or Die, Young Money, this year, 2014, we gonna take this shit all across motherfucking Texas, California. Where the fuck is it? Wherever it's an 8-4 mile or a straightaway, wherever we gonna get it. Oh, Oklahoma too. We don't even give a fuck. We're coming there.
Oklahoma ain't got nothing for doozy.
Let's see. They got some.
They ain't got shit for doozy.
They got
some good I'm co-signing for doozy tonight.
Yeah. Well, look here, man. I want to do a call out, man. You know what I'm saying?
Sure.
Officially. I want to call Skip out, man. I want to call Skip out. Best man win, man. I know a lot of motherfuckers. A lot of motherfuckers want to see that race. You know, because Skip had put the car out for me after I was winning on the street. He said he put the car together for me.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so I ain't really got no disrespect for the dude. You know what I'm saying? Dude, he a humble guy. But, you know, ain't no humbleness when it comes to that motherfucking street racing, so drag racing. So I'm calling Skip out. I know he probably on the line here in it, or some of his Padre going to call him. I'm calling Skip out. I want some of that ass, man.
Jim, we'll try to see if we can find Skip or get in touch with somebody, get in touch with Skip for you. That way you can let him know what you got to say tonight.
Oh, yeah, Skip, look here, man. I ain't the only person on call waiting, baby.
Nah.
These motherfuckers, they want to see this shit. So next year, with this one I'm hearing, that they say he going to let me get the back tire or whatever. Shit, I take whatever man going to give me. Shit. But I wouldn't advise him to do that, though, but. You know, you know what I'm saying? I'm coming out, and then I'm coming out with hell on me. And I'm going to give him a sticker. So if you know anybody else that want to be down with Young Money, we got applications, man. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Yes, sir.
Hey, now, is there a difference between Young Money and Never Scared Racing, or Young Money is just...
From what I'm hearing, they was cool, but I talked to one of the guys, so... They said, fuck Never Scared, so if I'm Young Money, it's fuck Never Scared.
Damn! Young Money, yeah. Okay. Now, that's Aaron's crew, right? Young Money?
That's right, baby. That's right, Aaron and Randy, so, yep.
I have to give Aaron a jingle.
Yep, fuck Never Scared, and fuck everybody that ain't Young Money. We got any kind of cop or whatever anybody want, it's whatever, man. We don't even give a fuck. I know for sure that we trying to have at least 21 cars for whatever. So,
right,
we can accommodate that shit. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Yep.
21
cars.
Congratulations on the guys getting this stuff together.
You said what now?
21 cars, you guys gonna open up a dealership with them 21 cars, brother, or what? Damn.
Yeah, it's a lot of cars, man. But shit, you know what I'm saying? You know, we just try to, we can't win them all. We ain't going to lose them all. You know, we want to put every car in each class and best man win. You dig what I'm saying?
Yeah,
you know.
Hey, that's putting money down on every number on the craps table, baby. Just throw the dice, see who wins.
Let's see who wins. You understand me? But,
sure.
Yeah, man, I ain't got no drama with Never Scared or... Ride or Die, you know what I'm saying? But my boy Caesar, it was me and Caesar, and it was off the water racing. But you know what I'm saying? I'm joining some guy, group of guys that's humble, that want to make some money, man. They want to travel, want to have some fun, and take over. We trying to take over, man. You dig what I'm saying? We really trying to have like a pyramid. We got cars in Detroit, we got cars in Mississippi, we got cars in Ohio. Young money going all across the continent, man. We so good. We had a car come out. We had a car that was coming out of name Obama. Motherfucker,
yep.
Stole the damn name, man.
Get out of here. Yeah, I got a text with Sloss. He said he's going to call Skip, so make sure you stay on the phone, dude.
Oh, yeah, call him. I'm on the phone, baby.
Okay, yeah, Sloss said he's going to call him right now.
Okay, I'm going to stand on the phone. Yeah. I'm on some Skip ass, man. And I ain't talking about no motherfucking four-wheeler either, or no Banshee. Shit.
So that Boo gonna do all the talking for you.
Yeah, we want some of Prime Time and Gangsta Boo, all them cats, man. Shit. We want the money, man. Tony Bowser, man, right. Motherfucker, man.
But he ain't messed with Deucey yet, though.
Shit.
No, you got something for him. No, 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 Tony got a couple cars, so he just got one. Tony got one in your class. I know you can get one.
Yeah, well, we got money. We got some for his class too now. Shit.
Yeah, yeah.
What's up? Get Skip on the phone, man. I got to let him know this shit. I don't really want to talk behind dog back. I want to let him know face to face or phone to phone. You know. Yeah, I'm coming out to your ass, man.
Yeah, we'll get.
Hold on one second.
I'm gonna.
I gotta
right.
open up another mic right now, man. Hold on one sec.
Yep, I had all of them. Fuck it, Junkyard, my boy. I ain't never had no problem with none of them. Shit. I gotta get this together.
Great.
What's going on, Toto?
What's going on, baby? What's happening, man?
Ain't nothing, man. Just tuning in, man. This is my man. I'm talking about what he's going to do, man. I told him we're going to bring the Catholic Union to the track real soon, man. Real soon.
All right. Let me know when I got to move my fight. Oh, no.
What's going on with you, Toto?
We got a shout out going on right now, man. Deucey in the house.
Okay, I heard that. I'm gonna give a shout out to my boys Ground and Pound, man. You know what I'm saying? We doing it, we going traveling, we gonna do something. Jeff Deucey's miles on an iPad real time.
Hey Skip.
I'm sleeping
on
yet.
Oh, Skip.
Okay,
I thought that was Skip. Nah, this is Skip, man. It's Ground and Pound. Sleepy, man, out of Alabama. What's happening?
Oh, Alabama, okay. No, I ain't got no problem with Skip. I'm trying to put Skip on the goddamn phone.
I hope you get on, dude, because I know you got to get it in, baby. You know what I'm saying? I like what you're saying, man. You know what I'm saying? That's what I'm talking about. Go at your man.
I'm going after my man, baby. Pie, you know. I ain't talking about no motherfucking benches. I ain't talking about no motherfucking crotch rockets. I'm talking about motherfucking nitrous to nitrous, you know.
I hear you, baby. That's what I'm talking about. That's what it's about, baby. Let's start our prayers for a team with a bang, man.
And if you really want to press me, you know what I'm saying, tell all the jockeys that, you know, because a nigga got a motherfucking fan base, so you tell all the jockeys, man, you know what I'm saying, put the jockeys to the side. You know, when you get ready to do your burnout, tell them motherfuckers to stand over there on the side, you know what I'm saying, and every man pull their own motherfucking weight, you know what I'm saying, because ain't no problem with me turning on my motherfucking nitrous bottle, because when that pro-tree light come down, you know what I'm saying, I'm cutting the fuck up out of there. And I want to go ahead and cut Skip ass up, because I'm tired of motherfucking talking about I'm running from him. And he got the faster car, and I joined Ride or Die because I was scared of Skip. I ain't scared of no motherfucker, man. I'm a man. Only person I'm scared of is God. And then if God get in my goddamn face, that's the only man I'm going to tell I'm scared of. The rest of you motherfuckers, they can kiss my motherfucking cock, baby. Shit.
My man, I hear you.
Hey, I think we got slots
on
there.
Hold on. I got to get to a mic before them. Hold on, man.
Yeah. What's up?
What's happening? Talk to me, man.
Nothing as of yet. Is it just me and you, or are we on the world?
No, we on the world. We live, baby.
Yeah, it ain't nothing going down just yet. I'm still waiting on calls. I just made a few.
Just Rock?
Yes, yeah. It is.
What's up, Cousin Rock?
What's up with you, dog?
I can't call it, man. You heard from you in a while.
Man, you missed a good old thing out there in Vegas, dog. Whew.
That's what Taylor was telling me. So y'all had a good time.
Them boys was out there flying, boy.
Wow, you know what? I haven't heard nothing back from Chad. And did you try to Gypsy Mike?
Yeah, I tried him. It went to voicemail. He'll probably call me back, and Chad's supposed to call me back.
Well, I talked to Bow Down, and Bow Down said that they got a hold of Chief and told him to come to Compton, and I said they was on their way.
I don't think they're going down.
I don't know how they're going to do the show unless they ran the show in the morning, early in the morning this morning.
Yeah, I don't think anything's gonna go down today. It's kind of wet outside.
Come on, man.
Now, it might, well,
nobody ain't gonna drive way out,
somebody,
and it's possibly raining.
But somebody should have been calling. I mean, you know, when I called Chad or something, nothing went down. They would have called.
Yeah, but remember, it's kind of damp outside.
Oh, so maybe they didn't do nothing up there, and that's why they're coming down here.
Well, it's wet here and it's wet out there. I'm in Victorville.
Oh, it ain't raining here.
Well, it was wet up here, so it was wet coming up here.
It ain't raining where they gonna be racing. No matter if it's wet up there, it ain't wet down here where we gonna be racing.
Yeah, it was a little wet by the house.
Well, hopefully you'll hear something, or I'll hear something.
Yeah, I'm gonna hear something in a little bit.
Maybe we can get bowed down to
bow down.
Call in.
Yeah.
Jonathan, give us the word. What's going on? I guess he went up to Izzy's shop and was just got into an argument of those guys calling him out, telling him they're going to race him anytime, anywhere.
I thought Izzy was out of the loop.
No, just about racing at all. I don't know, man. You know what? I heard they were in, they were out. They're in, they're out. Izzy's out. Chad's in. I don't know. I don't even know what they're doing. They just might have a handful of cars up there.
Yeah, I heard they're trying to do an invite only.
Yeah.
Because I wanted to try to get some money, but I heard it's invite only, so.
Yeah, it's a closed set. Only a driver and two crew.
Yeah, well, that's what Gypsy Mike told me, but I don't know.
Open up Slaughter's mic.
Hold on a sec, yeah. They're getting a little nervous out there.
Hey, Taya, I'm gonna make some calls. Hey, I'm gonna make some calls. I'll text you if I hear anything.
Okay.
All right.
Did anybody get Skip on the phone?
You there?
Hey, Terry, you gotta learn when the water is boiling, you gotta keep it boiling. You can't dive down on medium and then bring it back up. You gotta keep it hot.
Right. Doozy,
hey,
what's
up, man?
What's going on, man?
Oh man, yeah, I can't call. I got Hood that probably can get Skip on the line.
So you gonna race Skip, right?
Yeah, I'm gonna go ahead and tie it down with Skip, man. I'm trying to do something.
The Batmobile get lane choice, right?
No, the Batmobile don't get shit. He ain't the king of the street. Shit.
Wait. The Batmobile get lane choice because you called him out, so.
No, he don't get shit, bro. I'm calling him out because everybody talking about I'm scared of. Is this Detroit Hood TV?
You like the left lane?
Is this Detroit Hood TV, man?
Do you like the left lane, Doozy? Do you like that lane?
Is this Detroit Hood TV?
This is Hood, baby. It's time
okay,
for the
first of all, first of all, cameraman. All you do is video, huh? You don't do shit else. You just video. And let them do the driving. You do the video.
Okay,
you do the motherfucking.
Don't get yourself in some trouble you can't get out of. You don't know nothing about my car. Not a damn thing.
Hey,
you don't know
I
how to sit, so don't. Hey, you might want to climb up. You might want to stick to race and Skip. Because
you
don't know
shit
about my car.
I ain't never seen you with shit.
Yeah, I know. Because you don't pay
enough
attention.
All I seen too was push and play, brother.
I was videotaping your car before you even got it out there, and you didn't even notice. So you're not very attentive anyway.
Well, that's here nor say. That's here nor say. You know what I'm saying? So you know what I'm saying. You just keep it. You, what you're doing is keep it. You know what I'm saying? build your little fan base up with that shit, bro, and we can keep.
Okay,
we
well,
can
you
keep,
stick to racing well, them cars you know about, because I might not be sitting no way you know about. So don't
yeah,
get your
yeah.
mouth into something your ass can't get you out of.
Hey,
now let's
I tell
get back
you, I
to the Batmobile. We got no, the right
I,
lane.
No, I tell
yes,
you what,
do.
If you, I tell you what, if you feel like that, then we can edit this
oh,
shit
you got
here
the
and then
you, hey, you got the sweater.
Nah, we can edit this shit because I'm trying to find a word that's humble to your ass. You understand what I'm saying? Because all you really doing is, you know, jabbing. I really ain't never seen shit you ran, bro. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
you know,
like
one
I
minute.
Said,
you,
some of
you,
hey,
yeah.
wait. Some of y'all niggas go to the clubs with gold chains on and want to get all the hoes. I sit back. I ain't that flashy. You ain't supposed to know nothing about my car.
Yeah,
that's
you don't know
you
shit
don't.
About me, bro.
That's
you
why
don't know
you
about
don't.
Me.
Oh, I know
bro.
About your car. I know a
you
lot
know,
about your car.
You don't know shit about me,
and I know
bro.
What we need to beat you to.
Well, I tell you what. Now I'm calling your ass out, nigga. So you can put your camera on your dashboard and watch your ass sweat, motherfucker. I bet you your motherfucking dashboard. I'm willing to bet. Listen, motherfucker. I'm willing
to
bet your motherfucking dashboard.
You
like
you gonna bite on more than you can chew.
Man, you ain't listen, man. I'm willing to bet you, man, on every motherfucking thing. The first no ET, your punk ass ain't gonna do nothing but show up. With your curly hair, with your motherfucking camera. So if
how
I was you, if I was you,
on the thousand,
and you got a little
sucker, down fast
you got a little
mouth, and you
hey, look,
I ain't even gonna
hey,
reach nobody. I'm just
hey,
gonna make a
shit.
Pass in my car, and then you give me
hey,
my thousand.
Hey, peep this shit. This we talking to the world, right?
Or
yes, sir.
Stuttering.
Okay, so look, peep this shit, man. I don't know if y'all from Detroit or whatever, man, but I'm talking about some real 100 shit, man. It's a known for fact, man, that I was never beaten in Detroit on the street for one motherfucking time, and that was because I lost against my motherfucking cable, bro. But a win is a win and a race is a race. That's how that shit was. So I gave the man the prompt. He beat me. But other than that, I ain't lost not a motherfucking race. That,
we already
that
know that.
Okay, so let's,
know.
Okay, so now are you telling them that shit? Tell them what the fuck you done. Because, see, I don't stick motherfucking cameras on people's cars to see how fast they go, then go back and tell a motherfucker he ride. You dig what I'm saying? I don't
well,
do that
listen,
shit.
Listen,
so
listen,
you
listen.
Stick that motherfucking camera
you
up your ass.
I'm glad you're talking all this shit. I'm glad you're talking all this shit because it's a long winter, and you go see my car in the Throwback Thursday
bruh,
films
bruh,
racing
bruh,
before
bruh,
you probably even got
bruh.
Out of high
Let me
school.
Tell you something. Let me tell you something, bro. Let me tell you something, bro. Get that bitch ready. You hear me? I'm gonna beat your ass. I'm gonna beat your ass three times in one motherfucking race. Off the line, at the eighth, and at the quarter. And then I'm gonna beat your ass trying to get the tire slip too, motherfucker. How you like that shit?
You want to see my car or not?
Man, I don't want to see shit. I want to see you on the line,
my
man.
Look, by myself
look.
At the first no ET. You gonna pay to see
man.
My shit?
Look, man. Look, man.
You gonna pay to
that's
see
what,
my shit?
That's
you
why they
that
made
my fuck.
That's why they make motherfucking blood pressure thin. You trying to kick my shit up, slow ass motherfucker. You trying to kick my motherfucking blood pressure up. One thing, one thing I know, you ain't getting my shit over. My shit over 90 now. I'm going to try to keep that bitch at 90 because I do a motherfucking rush order on some shit. I do a rush
order. You get the left hand lane. We be
man,
on the 28, and you on the 26-inch tire.
You be.
That's how we
hey,
going
to
do.
I'm talking to the world. I'm talking to the world now. The first thing I said before I opened my motherfucking
let's
mouth is this,
this
right here.
Finished.
This is what I said. I said, let another motherfucker pull his own motherfucking weight. I don't need 20 motherfuckers on one car.
Listen,
I need one motherfucker with
on
one car.
One.
So
now,
if you got your car, then we can talk. If
you
ain't got no car, then we can't talk, man. You said what?
Hey, is you going to be on the 26 or not?
26 or what?
26-inch tire.
Look, man, I don't fuck with kids, man. You fuck with kids, 26 size. I don't fuck with kids, homeboy. I'm trying to go somewhere.
Man.
Don't worry
you
about what fucking
sure
tire
you
got.
My side bet money. Because I'm going to have 500 with myself.
Did
you go get your ass whooped?
Hey, dog, did this motherfucker just say if I'm going to be on a 26-inch tire? Man, we got real 26. We don't ride no motherfucking 26. Listen, man, I got a 29 10 5W. Get you one.
I don't got enough.
Wait, you got a bigger tire than us. You got to be on a 28.
So what you want me to do? Put a 26 inch tire on my motherfucking car? You out your motherfucking mind?
Let me figure out how to use the freeway.
Man, this nigga is fucking crazy, man. Not only can he can't video, but he don't even know how to fucking race either, man. This motherfucker's crazy, man. Detroit hood fucking TV. What the fuck? Hell no, I ain't gonna be on no 26-inch tire, man. You crazy? Shit. Matter of fact, Hitman, get them tires from Hitman. He got some 26-inch tires.
Alright, I'm gonna do a mix of cereal.
Who else on this motherfucker, man?
Turkey Burger.
Smouch.
America.
Detroit Hood TV. What the fuck? I can't believe this shit, man. This shit ain't got purse. I wasn't gonna even come. I was about to retire my shit, man. But if he bring out a car,
he need to retire.
He need to retire that motherfucking camera, man. So the nigga can't fucking video. The motherfucking square ass nigga can't video. Nor can he motherfucking talk, man. You know what I'm saying? I'm talking about some shit that I done actually did, man. It's a fact. It ain't a fiction. It's a fact that I done raced all these motherfuckers up in Detroit, and I whooped all these motherfuckers up in Detroit. Now they talking about I was running from Fast Eddie. I joined Ride or Die because I was scared of Skip. Man, Deuce ain't scared of no motherfucking body. Deuce done went all down south. Whoop niggas, done lost. If I lost, I lost. I win, I win. You understand me? That motherfucker, I would never let a video motherfucker whoop me, bro. I'd go in his lane and bump his motherfucking car if I let him whoop me. Fuck that. I can't let no video nigga whoop me, bro. So, Hey, what Detroit Hood? Is he still on? Is he still on this bitch, man?
No, I think he's trying to get a skip on.
Hey, he need to get his cell phone, bro. Talking about, am I on a 26? Who the fuck run 26 in times, man? The fuck? That nigga done lost me with that shit, man. Hey, my motherfucking blood. I don't even be on this show, bro. They begged me to get on this bitch because they said I'm running from Skip. Now the cameraman want to race me. Okay, cameraman. I promise to God, cameraman, don't make me go buy a $55,000 turnkey, bitch. Yeah. And he know it, too. He know it. Man.
Yeah, dude, we might call it a dude show tonight.
Yeah, that's what you need to do, because I'm going to be honest with you, bro, but hey, man, listen, I'm going to get credit where credit is given, man. Mm-hmm. The motherfucking dog that I was fucking with, bro, I was racing these motherfuckers, man. Head up. I wasn't giving shit. I would let these motherfuckers come in my backyard, eat my barbecue, and then these niggas still was betting against me, man, with the next motherfucking man, bro. And I was beating their ass. I had some dudes in my own circle behind my back calling all the way up to Pontiac and Ypsilanti to get motherfuckers bringing their cars down here, and I was beating their motherfucking ass, and then they was going like I'm spraying the car. Oh, man, yo, them niggas are fake, man. Motherfuckers are fake on this race shit, man. That's why I say, let's keep this shit racing, man. Let's keep this shit motherfucking racing because I know motherfucking every true color, man. One thing about me and two things for certain, man, I stand by myself. I don't need a lot of motherfuckers. One thing a motherfucker do know about Deuce going to drive that bitch if he flip it. I'm going to flip the car, whether I flip it or whatever the fuck, just watch the money because I'm not getting out the gas.
That's true about you, Deuce. Yeah, that is true, yeah. Shit, we got a video. You on the east side, but flip it over.
Bro,
does anybody have Skip's number to call him?
What's the name? I'm calling Hitman right now. I'm texting Hitman to call him the show.
Yeah, Hitman got Skip's number. Hitman got. See, I tell you what, I know who got his number.
I get too much background.
That's me. I'm going to be on mute.
Somebody else, huh?
Hello?
Hello?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah, we got it.
What's going on? Skip on the phone?
No, I just text Hitman to call him the show. Text,
okay.
Hey, dude, text Hitman, tell him to call the show.
Okay.
Let me open up another mic real quick. 708-9304.
What's up? Normally,
Bill, is that you?
But at this point,
Tyson, you there, Tyson?
What's happening, Tayo?
What's up, Tyson?
I can't call.
Hey, Cece.
Yeah.
Hey,
Tyson, you got skip number?
Hey, Cece, you got skip number?
Yeah.
Call skip ass right now. Did you just hear that shit with Detroit Hood TV Dog?
Yeah.
What the fuck can he do with me, man?
Yeah, I don't even have a skip number.
You call Phil. I want you to stay on the motherfucking phone, dog. Cause Detroit Hood TV done called me out, bro.
I heard it.
He don't even know me, man.
I heard it. I'm gonna try to call Phil.
Motherfucker, man. Man, I'll go build a race car right, man. That nigga.
you finna get back on, man.
Hey, man. Look, man. I'm so motherfucking mad now. Dog, the weakest motherfucker just called me. A fucking cameraman just called me out, bro.
Hey, you finna get back on the line?
We are everybody. You on the line now?
Oh, I thought this was that click.
Nigga, I clicked you in. I made it first. This dude's show tonight, man.
I told
Eric Miller in front of his motherfucking girlfriend, nigga, don't do it. He said, no, I ain't gonna do it. His wife said, I bet you anything he'll beat your ass. I said, ma'am, keep this shit on the Eric Miller. Let me tell you something. Never mix your motherfucking wife in this man's shit. She went and tried to draw all her 401k out. I said, I tell you what, if he go get that money right now, he got a race right now. I give him two and I go up the street the wrong motherfucking way and whoop his motherfucking ass. What happened, Cecil? Whoop his motherfucking ass. Then guess what? And then guess what else I told him what to do, world? I give you all your money back in front of your wife. Get on your knees and say that I'm the king of the motherfucking street. Did he do it, Cecil? God, proud of motherfucker, homeboy. They edited. That's what I'm saying. They edited this shit. They not telling the real shit, bro. Tell the truth, man. They don't want me to come back out because I'm coming back out, bro. And everybody eat when I come out. Everybody eat.
Dude went crazy.
Man, that motherfucking cameraman done went crazy, man.
Well, shit, there's a couple of people I'd like to call off, but I'm just going to go ahead and let them see first. I'm going to give them a taste of it before I call them off.
Call them out, bro. Guess that man you see. Call them out.
Man. We're getting the motor, we put the motor back together. It's just one in particular guy I have to call out, and that's DMX. I got to go up in his ass.
DMX.
I got to.
Now listen,
I know he got a bad motherfucker. He got a supercharged bitch. But shit, what I done did to this bitch, he gonna think it's a supercharged bitch when I line on side of him. I ain't saying what's gonna happen, but look, we gonna line up, I tell you that. He gonna have to have a bad bitch, cause this bitch, what I done built, I done went crazy on him. I done lost my girl on this shit. So, you know, we going all the way at it.
Well, you gonna have to go up. You're going to have some motherfucking Jenna glide to go up in his ass because he's dry, brother. So he build shit up and don't know how to hold this shit together. So fuck DMX too. Fuck all of them, bro.
I don't think we ain't on the line.
Hey, is we on this motherfucking man?
Yep.
Okay. Go ahead, man.
Okay, I thought we weren't even on the line.
Man, it ain't
I was called cutting them. I was calling, trying to call Randy, you know.
Call Randy.
Nobody answered the phone.
All you got to do, dog, all you got to do, man, is call motherfucker somebody and click them in. Because I got a two-way.
Yeah, I was trying to call Randy. Randy ain't answer the phone. Then I was going to call Cut.
Man, motherfuckers got to get exposed, bro. I hate. Listen, man, get that Detroit Hood TV motherfucker on this bitch, man. Listen, man, my credibility is so cold. The world, I'm talking to the world now. My credibility is so cold, man. I got niggas that let me get in that motherfucking car and go up the street when it's cold. None of the bitch can hook, and they know I drive that bitch up the street cold, bro. And hook it. The fuck wrong with this nigga? He run around sticking fucking cameras on the side of a nigga. Dog, the nigga was sticking cameras on the side of a nigga car, bro. Then going back throwing the nigga how fast the nigga was going, bro. No, don't put shit on my car, man.
Hey, dude, but I'm saying you gonna raise Skip?
Man, I'm gonna raise Skip. I want that Detroit Hood TV now, bro. You know how Clint Eastwood rolled in town, man, and told my man, who the fuck he is, I'm your huckleberry. That's what it is, bro. I'm who you looking for. That's it. Y'all want me to run Skip? Okay, me and Skip gonna tie up. Cause one thing for sure, Skip can't outdrive me either, bro. I know how to lead just like he do. I don't bullshit. I don't sleep. These niggas 6 foot, 132, 130. I'm all fucking.
All right, now let's leave that N word alone now.
Who this?
No, he said don't say the N word on here.
Okay, look here. They are 6 foot with 132 with two kids on the bitch. My shit was 120 on motor, man. These motherfuckers thought I was spraying the car, man. So we at the track. I'm with my family. They done slid up out of my car trying to check, looking for nitrous. Man, I said, man, I ain't spraying the car, man.
There wasn't no nitrous on that car.
Wasn't no nitrous on that car, man.
Nah, there wasn't no nitrous on the car. We was racing nitrous cars and beating their ass.
Beating their ass on motor.
Yeah, we was beating their ass on motor, but these boys then took it to another level, though, so everybody got to get their shit better, because if a motherfucker got a, this is no disrespect to none of the racers out here. This is no disrespect. I want everybody to know that for real. But in my mind, if you got a car, a race car, or if you got a so self-explained car that's running in the 11s or the 10s or high 9s, you ain't got a race car. So you better stay out the grudge racing. So that grudge racing is for motherfuckers that got some fast cars. That's all I want to say. You know, I'm not dissing nobody with race cars, but don't fuck with grudge racing if you got a 10 seconds, 9 seconds, 9:50. That ain't going to work. These boys going fast out here. All these boys going fast.
Let me say this shit so it can be fair.
That's the reason why I didn't come out. I talk a lot of shit, but I want to get my car all the way right. So that's why I said I'm not going to call nobody out yet. But I have a hit list that I'm going to run down once my motor man tell me, come and pick this bitch back up. My motor was done. I want everybody to know. I just didn't bring it out because guys is going so fast, I went back in the motor just to go a little fast because I know what these boys out here doing. So, again, I know if your car ain't running like none, stay away from grudge racing because these boys running real fast.
Bro, if you're running in a high 11s, high 10s, low 10s, or high 9s, you don't have a race car. You don't have a race car. And if you spraying a race car and all you going is high 9s, stop calling somebody out, man. Talking about you give you 5 in the lead with a 26-inch tire. Suck my cock, man. Suck my cock, son. Suck the tip of my cock, bro.
Hey,
I'm running low 9s, high 8s on motor, man. That's a race car.
Hey, dude, you just started a lot of stuff. You know,
I don't give a fuck, man.
It's gonna be so fun. This stuff just started. You just started a lot of shit.
I don't give a shit, but Caesar, I can bag it up.
Well, shit, I don't know. Dude's been drawing Young Money, so that's a good team to join. You know, I still fuck with Ryder Die. I'm still off the ward. I just want everybody to know that. I just want to get my name out there. myself, really. I want to get my race team out there, Off the Water Racing. We represent the east side of Detroit, Off the Water. So, you know, I ain't with no Young Money. But still, I like them guys. I like all our Detroit race guys. Fat Coming, Young Money, Never Scared, Ride or Die. You know, we got a lot of nice race teams out here in Detroit that I love. I can't wait till we go out of town, you know, to race. We got some good teams out here.
Well, Pete, man, I'm a say it not, you know, I don't bite my tongue, bro. If you help me, if you throw a quarter at me and you know I need that quarter, it's only right that I throw 50 cents back at you on top of that quarter, man. You dig what I'm saying?
Well, not this race was then ready to happen. Doozy and Skip was going to then race. This race was supposed to then happen, so it'll be a good race on, you know, if it happened or whatever. Because, like I said, again, cars is going so fast now. Like I said, that high nine, mid nine, it's, if you ain't running no number, don't get into grudge racing because you're going to get embarrassed and you're going to lose a lot of money.
If anybody know about racing, Malibu is not supposed to leave with a Mustang and beat a Mustang.
He left with Bad Company.
Not with Bad Company on two kids.
With two kids.
And guess what? I'm still ain't going to be shit in the city of Detroit. But it's a fact. I beat him. So just give me my props and let me live for that. Let me have one moment in life like Nicki Minaj said, one moment in life for my life. And there it is.
Well, I'm going to give Bad Company their props. They beat me twice. Bad Company beat me twice. But I'm they car that they have, that Game Over car, I'm looking to engage with them, you know, this year coming. So I got a nice list that I'm, you know, I want to race with. I ain't in a big with a lot of these big guys, but they better not give me shit. I tell you that.
They're not gonna give me shit.
So far, I can't wait for us to go out of town, take this show out of town, because I want to go down there with some country boys, man.
Hey, Cecil.
Yeah.
Hey, what kind of car you got, so everybody know?
Mustang. Name of my car is Hood Rat.
Okay.
And I got
a nasty small block.
And I got a Malibu, and it was white, but I had to change the paint on it because people wouldn't race me. And so now I'm about to buy another car. So I have two guys, and this is just only for the guy that be doing the videoing. You know what I'm saying? I will put a 26 inch car tire out here on your ass, bro.
Dude, I think he was talking about 26-inch rims. I don't think.
Man, I don't want rims. I let the syrup and the lean guys and the weed, the smoke guys and all them, they do that there. I don't do that there, man. I hook and go. I ain't got time to be on no rims, man. I don't do that.
Nah, hood probably got a bad motherfucker, dude.
So what now?
I said hood might got a bad motherfucker. We don't know.
But listen, if he got a bad one, the world ain't nobody seen it. The only thing we seen was bad was the camera in his mouth. Until he producing demand, then we can talk about that. Now, I'm not going to go borrow nobody's car, brother.
Hey, Doozy.
Yeah.
Can we say it's time for the shakedown?
Time for the shakedown? Man,
you already know tomorrow, dude, this shit gonna go on Lil Tony show. You got Lil Tony show tomorrow, I think, and Red Jean tomorrow. Both them shows come on tomorrow.
I promise
you. This gonna be one of the topics on there. Guys gonna go crazy, man.
Hey, they got this Red Jean show tonight.
Huh?
This is a grudging show tonight.
Yeah, this is grudging. Where's the grudge? Tonight? I know tonight.
Yeah, this is grudging. We had almost a year now. But we have it at 10 o'clock because we try to get California to come in and talk, too. So we try to get California and everybody to talk because it's like 7 p.m. out there in California, like 8 p.m. out there now. So that's why we have so late on Saturdays.
Okay. Dude, did you tell Randy trying to get his own show out?
Yeah, we about to get our own show out. Randy about to get his own show out. So it is what it is. We talking about videoing, bro. You know.
Right.
Yep.
Something like that Oklahoma shit, but that ain't gonna, we ain't gonna be able to do that here.
Nah, we ain't gonna be able to do that there, but we go.
These guys on that Texan, that's how we got caught up in the first place. Guys, we are know of our races. These guys are sending over to Facebook or whatever book that is, Facebook and shit, and texting people, letting them know where the races is at. I ain't gonna say no name, but they said there were a couple of guys that we fuck with that were working with them guys.
See, to the world, man.
Hey, let you guys know, man. We got a phone call this week. Doc James got sick, but I talked to him today. He said he's doing better. So you know, I'm sending a prayer out to Doc James from all the fellas.
Okay.
Oh yeah, we fuck with Doc James. That's one of our people. Our guys work.
Yeah.
I mean, with Doc.
Yeah, I'm gonna go by there and check on him tomorrow. I know my boy Peaky messed with him. I'm gonna go by there and check on him. You know, make sure he's all right.
The doctor got sick. He was in the hospital.
And I want to see how White Mike doing, too. Mike tore his car off here at the last
one. Yeah. Yeah, how is Mike doing? We need to send a shout-out to Mike, too. And our prayers go out to Mike, White Mike, and hope everything is going well for him, too.
Well, I hope he get it back together. Because me and Mike both had locked up, too. No offense, my guy. White Mike, that's my guy. But we beat the hell out of Mike, too.
White Mike, my guy, man. He got banged up pretty bad, but just for the record, you know what I'm saying? It was 95% against 5%. I wore White Mike two times, and each one of those races, one of them was 1500, and the other one was what 3500. So shout out to Mike. We love you, man. Hope you get better, but you'll never get the money back.
He's trying to get his car back together too. I heard it took a hard leg. I heard it's really messed up. So he might have to do a whole nother car. We heard that the car was really in bad shape.
Hey, why don't they stop putting all the money in this motor, man? Put the money in the suspension.
No, I heard he got in it and he stayed in it. They said he couldn't save the car, but he stayed in it. He should have got out the car. You know, he just come over the mini bike accident. Somebody hit him. So,
wow.
So Mike'll be back out. He'll be right back out.
Has anybody heard about Big Heavy? Is Big Heavy gets his car done?
Hell got his shit together too. He's supposed to be bringing his car out.
Heavy G.
Okay.
Heavy G. It's a bunch of cars coming out. You got a lot of guys. A lot of guys been going hard on Jimbo. Jimbo is a dangerous motherfucker. I'm telling you that now. So a lot of people, Jimbo, I know. I know how he is. I know him personally, but nothing like that. But Jimbo, I think he's going to come back with vengeance because he was driving. He was a hired gun for Mark Frank. And so, shit. But Jimbo, I don't need to be nobody's driver because Jimbo always had one of the baddest bitches in Detroit, so he gonna come back. He gonna have a nice bitch. It's a lot of cars, man. Chucky's car was in a bad accident last year, so you know he coming back with vengeance. So these boys, like I said, this grudge racing. If you ain't got no car, at least a decent car, you might as well stay away from grudge racing. These boys is heavy hitters.
Yeah, well, you can have a decent, but you got to have something consistent.
Hey, y'all, I just got some breaking news. It says, this gentleman, it says Jimbo. Jimbo is a part of the Motor City Mafia. He has joined up.
Oh, he's the one with Motor City? Oh, my God. This just happened. That just happened because Jimbo wasn't Motor City Mafia. And sometimes it ain't fair, man, it seems like. Because Motor City Mafia got some of the best cars, you know, some of the fastest cars. Oh, they got Cold Killer. They got Massachusetts. They got Don. They got some fast fucking cars over there.
Yeah,
so they just all joined forces with Jimbo too. They got a nice team. They got that turbo car, old boy, that White Trash B. What's his name? The one with the blue
Chemo.
Car, the turbo car.
So, hey,
Chemo.
So Woods.
Oh, my
now,
Chemo.
Chemo.
Chemo, yeah, Chemo. Chemo, see, them all fast-ass cars, man. So that's what I say. If you plan on especially going against Motor City Mafia, you better have your shit right. Now, White Trash knocked off 2-3 of them, but, you know, them boys coming back.
I got another thing, too, guys. I got another breaking news, too. They said Mark Craig is a part of Motor City Mafia and Puerto Rican Pete
is
too.
Man, that's crazy. Now, I'm saying, so all of them motherfuckers are not going to race each other? Now, all of them guys was racing against each other, so they must, man.
This is why I told you, man, you either join somebody or don't join nobody at all, man, because they switching up, man.
They got some fast cars, bro. They got little Tony, that yellow Camaro, that's a bad motherfucker. He was trying to lock in with White Trash. They supposed to did it down south. I don't know if it happened or did it come up yet. But that's going to be a good race. I think Wayne, I didn't came around. Me and Wayne, my relationship grew with him. He a cool guy. I like them guys. I love grudge racing. I want everybody to know that, man. I just go, you know, I be on the talk show all the time. I love this shit. It's really, I think it took the racing to the heights it never been, this grudge racing. And that's a beautiful thing, so... I just want everybody to know that I love everybody that's out here. You know, these cars, I like seeing all these good races. We done had some good races.
And I want to send a shout-out to Mr. Willie and Plant, man. They tore their car, man, but y'all count him out. But the old cool, he ain't gone, baby. I know that's
coming back.
Doozy, Mr. Willie tore his car?
Yeah, he tore his car.
Yeah, he tore it up.
Yeah,
when you got motherfuckers like that, man, you can't do nothing but come back. Cause Mr. Willie ain't gonna hardly let. Nah, that's a good old guy right there. I love Mr. Willie.
Yeah, Mr. Willie is gonna take
vengeance.
Yeah, I know this for sure. I talked to the dude. That's my man. That's my adversary, my mentor, whatever you want to call it. I look up, and I don't look up to too many guys, but that's one of them. And I call him Pop. And a lot of people betting that he out for the game, but don't count him out, baby. Cause what he showed me, y'all.
You got backup like
Big
him. Glad. That's a beautiful thing.
Yeah, him and Big Glad, they supposed to lock up for 35,000.
When you go into war, you're supposed to have allies, and Mr. Woody is one of the guys that got allies all over the state. So that's gonna be a nice race when him and Big Drag do finally hook up, because both cars have broke. When we were finna see him at 131, so another one we meant for us to see it, but we gonna see that race with Mr. Willie coming back for sure. And I know Big Drag, them Chicago boys, they at it right now. They probably in the garage now getting their shit together.
Yep. And Mr. Willie getting his shit together too.
Yeah, it's all right. Man, and Jimbo done joined Motor City Mark, man, that's shit crazy. So I know Wayne's going to go out to Jimbo then. You know, he was a hired gun for Wayne. He was driving Wayne's car, but shit, how Wayne's been driving, Wayne don't need a nobody in that motherfucker. That boy driving the hell out of that car. He's the driver, what they call it, the comeback driver of the year, because he drove the hell out
rookie.
Of that car. I give props to that.
Wayne did an excellent job.
Yeah,
Wayne did an excellent job this year, guys. I had to give him his props, too, because we interviewed Wayne about this time, letting know about February last year, and we was asking Wayne, did he ever think about getting back in his car again? And Wayne said, well, right now he didn't know what he's gonna do. But you know, we all saying, well, Wayne, we like to see you, you know, do your thing, man. And he just finally did it, you know.
Yes, he's driving the hell out that car. Them guys done got that car together. That car used to leave in the air, whatever they did or whoever them did it. They got that car right. That bitch 60 footing for real. Nah, that bitch ain't going up in the air. He leaving.
Yeah,
so there's so much shit going over the air. We heard that the crew that Doozy joined is supposed to be racing against White Trash. You know, that could be a rumor. So, like I said, everybody needs allies. And I think Young Money and Never Scared is they allies. That's a nice combination. Them boys got some nice cars, too. So it's going to be some good racing.
I think one of the things that we got to start doing is it's like Doozy. Doozy got on the show tonight, and he said what he had to say. But you know what? Everybody is showing respect to each team, each owner, and they're giving their props out. You know what I'm saying? I mean, look at Doozy.
Yeah.
Doozy's always drove his own car. Doozy ain't never put a person in his car. You know, and then you get back to, like I said, getting a Doozy. You know, Doozy didn't get a lot of credit. He didn't get a lot of credit for grudge racing because, like he said, he had changed the paint in the car. You know, he had to do a couple of things and stuff like that. So he didn't race much last year. But when he was there, he was ready to race. And he showed, you know. And the man's got credibility. He's got credibility. You know what I'm saying? Doozy ain't no punk. Doozy gonna do what he gotta do.
Yeah. And Doozy 335 pounds. Well, today I just ate a taco, so 338 pounds of twisted steel and sex appeal. You understand me? So let that be understood, man. That I ain't no lightweight. Hey, I lead just as well as everybody else lead. I'm like Wayne, man.
You put your mark into the street racing. Now that these guys are at the track, you're going to have to put your foot down at the track because no taking no love from you at all. You my man and everything. But when we was racing on the street, I made every bit of $7,000, $8,000, $9,000, $10,000 off that car. So, but now these guys are at the track, these cars that these guys running on, you could bring them to the street, but I wouldn't want to tear my car up on the street because the track is treated. These streets, you know, some streets be all right. So where we was racing that, it was all right. But you want to put your foot down now in the track game, dude, for, you know, you to get the final lives of your respect. Because guys looking at it like, we raced on the street. That ain't shit. Bring that shit to the track. Now on the track, I think, to get, you know, all the rest of the recognition.
So, okay, so I'm going to say this here. To the world, we did have a couple snakes in the moat. In the den. And when I say that there, I say this here. Motherfucker was Twittering and tweeting, and it was leaking to the police. And then, so people had to literally hide their cars because of the police. And that's a true story. So you'll never see me on the street ever again. I'm the only one in Detroit, Michigan that done held that record and ain't lost nothing. Every contender that they brought to me, I beat them. Now I'm running from Fast Fred Eddie, Sweet Charlene, now the TV Hood guy, he want me, and I'm going to get skipped. So I done laid my mark down. My final home is Young Money, and that's it. Whoever want to run me, there it is. Dude's pulled his own weight. He got his own truck. He got his own trailer. He got his own race car. He got his own four-wheelers. He got all his own shit. You understand me? So whoever wants them, they can get some, bro. But give recognition, give props what props to do, man. That's all I say, man.
That's what I'm saying, dude. That's what I'm saying. You know, people give props what people done. You know what I'm saying? And support can be done with it. You know, all this negativity, you know, hollering out who you hate and every this and that. That stuff is the end. You know, who you hate,
right.
Who you gonna hit,
keep
just
right.
Shit.
Yeah, keep it racing. That's like I told you, you know, keep it racing. One thing about me, man, I'll never have to buy nobody's car. And Cecil, my man, and me and Cecil was so mad one day at this race game, and me and Cecil said, let's get on Craigslist, and we found the car. We went and got the car. First time Cecil got it out, he cracked Jimbo head with it. You understand me? So
everybody knows Jimbo's car way faster than my car. I said I beat him on the street, but, you know, I couldn't fuck with him on the track. I want to get that understanding for everybody to know. I know my car ain't nowhere near faster than Jimbo's car was. So it's just that when you go to certain tracks, you got to tune your car for that track. Jimbo just didn't tune his car for the street that night. I had Dougie, and Dougie's a pretty good guy, too, that drive. He's the one who was driving my car, and he beat Jimbo. I wasn't trying to fuck with Jimbo, period. That's way out of my league, but... Dougie, my driver, I let him talk, we tuned the car, and they raced, I won. So, you know, the fastest car don't win all the time. So, you know, that's how I think I got my name out there by my car winning Jimbo, that race with Jimbo. But, like I said, again,
hey,
I'm good. Everybody knows Jimbo's car went faster than my car.
I got a question for you guys. We had a show one night. Some guys were on here talking. We had a discussion one night talking about guys are buying races. Say, for instance, a Doozy. Doozy, I'm going to race you, right? And me and Doozy said, okay, well, lock in. We close, you know. He said, man, lock in 200, meet you at Milan. And I said, okay, well, Doozy, my pocket is only 800. And Doozy said, okay. But then you got some guys in your camp that's screaming out, oh, fuck that, we're going to run for $2,000 to $3,000. Do you think that should go? Or what me and Doozy agreed on, should we just do it? Or should we let our camps get in here and keep running their mouths? Because I'm like this.
Well,
whatever you bet on the side, I'm betting what I got in my pocket. Whatever you bet on the side, that's on you and whoever, right?
Well, right. Now, well, I'm going to say this, being a vet, on, because see, I've been in the game for 10 years. It started with me on the sideline, then it started with me flagging, then it started with me actually, you know, participating, then to me actually getting my own car. I say if you lock it up with that driver, then that's you and that driver. Anybody else on the sideline, they do that shit. So if me and you bet, and if I don't show up, punk out money, you pay the two, just like Mr. Willie. The race was at $35,000.
Right.
Drag was ready. Mr. Willie broke a ride. Mr. Willie walked up, gave him a little $800. I catch up with you again, Drag. And that was the end of that shit. That's real man
exactly.
shit.
Exactly. And that's what Mark, I think, Doozy, and we saying that's men being among men. You know what I'm saying? Instead of this, I know we are about the same age, but are these younger guys, are they destroying what we're trying to do, we've been doing for years?
Yeah, the young guys, man, they come in, man. You know, they come in and they distort people's credibility. Like I say, if me and you lock up for $4,000, and both the cars there, I'm on the line, and something went wrong with your car, and I give you a grace period of 30 minutes or 45 minutes to fix it, and you still can't fix it, and you say, "Well, I can't do it. What you want to? Hey, look, just throw me $200. We catch up." There it is. Don't
right.
have your whole entourage come up, call me all kind of bees and all that. There, you know how it go, man. You know that's why
exactly,
I say that's and see to know. When I was racing my car, whoever was in my backyard bet with me. I had some guys in my backyard. Cecil, you know this because Cecil don't eat pork. He would eat beef. He would eat beef. And we'd lay it all out. But the people was in my backyard, you know what I'm saying? One night, I could have swore, man, I'm not lying. I think I had the whole east side in my backyard. But 85% of the cats that was in my backyard eating and watching me tune the car, they were snapping pictures, sending it to the other guys. And that's okay, too, man. But that's what I call snakes in the den. So, whereas my circle was real big, man, I call 1, 2, 3 people, man, if I'm in trouble, if I need a bar or something. And that's it, man, because, you know,
right.
you can't let too many people know your circle, man. That's why I say, man, no, you right about what you said, man. It's supposed to be amongst men, man. That's what this shit is about, man. That's why I got told Eric Miller, man, I don't want to race you, man, but your wife, she running her mouth, and I am the crowd favorite, and you're not shit. Leave it alone, Eric Miller, that way you can keep. Now my wife said, "Fuck you," and that's what I said. Well, I tell you what, now.
Hey, dude, you know Eric got a turbo car, a supercharged car coming out. He said he's gonna call people out with. He got a Camaro.
Okay, so now I gotta go get me a supercharged car. Fuck
right, exactly.
Yeah, he got
right.
a supercharged car coming out.
Well, I tell you what. I ain't gonna even say that there. All I can say is that if everything goes right with this one thing that I'm doing, and my man, he know what I'm talking about. This I'll be able to hold my own, and I'm with Young Money. But one thing, Young Money, they came to me yesterday, and we talked. They said, "Man, reason why we want you on our squad, reason why we would like to have you on our squad, because you hold your own shit. I don't beg a bar. I don't need none of that shit, man. I tell you what, if you ain't got it, put this on and let's go race it here and let's go and get this shit on out and get this money." You tell that we just put it back together. That's just how it is with me, man.
Yeah,
that's
Randy
exactly.
got that team on high alert over there.
Randy is a real cat, man. Randy is a real cat and is a real work on the car, man. And you know, and the thing about it, they're not giving what credit due. I don't know what happened between him and Wayne and all them other cats. One thing I'm gonna say, Wayne, I love Wayne. I didn't have respect for Wayne at first. But then I started, but when he's told everybody, look, man, he apologized. He didn't even call people bitches and hoes and all that.
That just be the grudge talk. You know, when we first started it off, it was heated.
That's why people were going
different teams. You know, it was fun. It was just all of them fun. You know, people, it's a competition. You know, everybody wants to win. So when I joined Ride or Die, you know, that was one of the elite teams, still is an elite team. Ride or Die is a nice team. But like I said, you know, when you got a dynasty of your own, that's your dynasty. I'm never going to knock, you know, Ride or Die, Young Money, Never Scared, Bad Company, no. I want to establish something for myself, just like how they got. I want to have 3 cars over here with Off the Water Racing, which I do. I got some older guy like my uncle, Sky. he off the water. You know, he representing all the way, but he got his own name, but he representing off the water. My boy,
right.
He got an off the water card. Junior, yeah. Off the water.
Yeah.
So, you know, it ain't nothing against Ride or Die, never get none of them teams. You know, I just want to get myself up on my own right now, just trying to get my car going how I wanted to go before I really, you know, dedicate or, you know, everybody will understand.
And let this be understood, too, Cecil, before I say this here. I had off the water on my car, too, right?
Yep. Yeah, totally off the water. So he affiliated with me, period, because that's my man.
But I still said affiliated with Ride or Die, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, Ride or Die never called me, bro. Ride or Die never rest with me. Ride or Die never checked on me. Ride or Die never. The only thing the person did was follow up with me when I pulled the car to the track. And then I even had time talking about, well, what you want to do? Let's race. No. See, that ain't what I'm talking about. That Ride or Die ain't for me. But now guess what? Young Money affiliated with Off the Water. That's how that going to roll. You understand me? So if that make people bite lips, then, you know, you need to bite it off, bro, because I'm going to be a man wherever I stand. Ain't nobody on my ID but me, man. At the end of the day, I got to give an account of my own actions. And all I can say is at that light, I'm not going to play with nobody, man. If a person know me, when I get up on it, you may laugh in my way, but when I get up on it, I'm going to run like I'm scared, and I'm going to try to tear it up the beach. That's all I can say. I don't babysit nothing. Nothing. And that's really all I got to say, man. You know what I'm saying? But I'm talking real shit, man. I ain't talking no fake shit. I'm talking real, real fact shit, man. You know what I'm saying? This race shit is taking a whole new heights. Huh?
I said you're doing your thing.
Yeah,
this is America, and we got a show, and this is what this show is for. So you get on Saturday nights and say what you got to say. If a motherfucker don't like you, he can get on the phone and talk to you. He ain't got to, you know, disrespect you, but he can talk to you. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, it's all in. We all got to be professionals in it. Because to me, this is a professional sport to me, this grudge racing. All these guys out here putting their life on the line with these fast-ass cars on these 28.
Right.
So, you know, like I said, I respect everybody. Even all the guys that I want to race, DMX, I ain't got no problem with DMX. He just, you know, he just one of the guys that I do want to race. So it's no disrespect to you. I hope you hear it on the show hearing it, but I do want to engage with you whenever the cars come out. So, you know, you might be me, you might not. I don't give a care, but I'm in this for racing. I'm going to race my car. I think we, as a couple of guys that was on the east side, raced the car. We raced Doozy car down there every other day. We was looking for races.
Bro, matter of fact, we race my car every day, man. I didn't even change the spark plug. You see it right there.
We raced that car a lot. We won. But like I said, it's no disrespect to none of the teams out here. I just want us to all enjoy this coming up year, looking forward to it, looking to see all these other fast cars, all the cars that's going to come out. My boy Cuckus, so he bringing his car. He Young Money. Young Money got a whole bunch of cars coming out. But like I say, I'm just standing, you know, do what I do. I'm going to get at it. I can't wait. Can't wait to see these boys bring these cars out, back out.
Guys, I got one suggestion for everybody. This is my thing. Don't lock in no more. You in your own backyard. I see some guy locking in 500. It's stupid. You know, just lock in 100, 200. You know what I'm saying? That right there helps cover some of your fuel if the guy don't show up. You ain't got a lot of money in your backyard.
Yeah.
You know?
Well, I ain't racing my car. I didn't put a nice amount of money in my car. No, I'm not racing my car under $1,000 or $1,500. You know, I ain't trying to be like I'm big enough or none of that. It's just, I think that for me doing what I'm doing to my car, I got to have confidence. Ain't nobody gonna have confidence in their car. They don't need to run it. I think that my motor guy is a good motor guy. He don't want his name out here yet, but they know that guys are getting faster and faster. If you got the money, you're going to go fast.
Right.
You got the money to put in that bitch, you can't do nothing but go fast.
Hey, Cecil.
Yeah.
When I was running my car, we had it piled up to 1,500. How many times I pulled out all my money so my other people can eat?
Yeah, we did, because I was, what he didn't have, I had damn near the most of. I was betting $600-$800 on cars that we was giving six in the lead with. So
I was giving cars six in the lead, man, and they had bigger motors than me, man. And I was letting my man eat more than me, man. You see what I'm saying? So that's where a real friend come in at. And I know that I can beat this car because I know what kind of driver I am. You know what I'm saying? If I throw the first punch, the crowd going to be like, damn, he threw the first punch. But he got his ass whipped. At least he threw the first punch. That's all I mean. If I cut up out of that first, you got to come get me, man. You got to come get me. That's why I say, you know what I'm saying, let's keep this shit real 100, man. I'm only betting 400 or 500. If you want to bet, then I'll call some other cats. I know some guys that are going to bet whatever with me when I raise them. I already know that. But I only got 400 or 500 now.
Right. And you're saying right, Dizzy, because what we're trying to say is that do you feel when a guy, when you tell a guy, okay, man, I got 500, and this guy come up to my, well, man, I got 3,000. You're like, oh, dude, do you want to race or not? Why are you trying to buy it?
Right, I mean, I ain't got 3,000, so we can get that out of my face.
Oh, well, they ain't got to worry about that, because I'm going to bring, if you want to call 3,000, 4,000, 5,000, 6,000, it's going to get covered.
That's it. He the one that I used to call for the money. He'll bet the money, and then, you know, and he only time he really got mad, you know, like I say, man, you gotta have a good mechanic, you gotta have a guy with money, and you gotta have a good driver, and then you gotta have a good loyal friends. I mean, like out of 5 or 10, you gotta have that's the only way they're gonna work. You understand what I'm saying, man? You can't have some wishy washy ass people, man. If I lost, we all lost. Don't mean
exactly.
If I lost, then soon I lose, soon I close my garage, and everybody go home. Y'all talking about me. You know, I'm going to win some, I'm going to lose some. You know what I'm saying? Mr. Willie told Big Drag, he said, Drag, I'm going to give you this $500 because you the better man, Bo. You beat me because your car producing in my name. But, son, you had a well good whooped ass. And I'm gonna tell you something, man.
Willie was
gonna
whoop his ass.
Mr. Willie was gonna whoop his ass, but he paid the man. That's where the man shit come in. And I learned that from him.
Right.
What's in the truck?
Yeah, I'm in the truck right now. I'm on my way up there to that skating thing, man.
Yeah, I ain't shit. I don't think I'm gonna fuck with her skating shit.
But you know what? I will be on here tomorrow because I know the word's gonna get out. Detroit Hood TV, you know. You know, his camera don't stop working, so he gonna about tell it, you know what I'm saying? I let him know, you know what I'm saying?
Ain't nothing to add that, you know, you and Skip was gonna been locked up. Y'all supposed to be locked up anyway, so it ain't nothing personal.
Yeah.
You know, you ain't with Ride or Die, you with Your Money, not so shit. Your Money, you ain't the only hired gun that Your Money and them then, you know, went that way. Your Money and them got a team over there.
Yeah.
And some people can get Randy can, if he want to recruit you, he can get you over there. Some race cars now.
Well, he sure recruited me, and guess what? I was able and willing, and I'm when he told me that he don't mind, I asked him. I didn't beg him because, you know what I'm saying? We asked Ride or Die, and you remember when Ride or Die said, "Nah, man, we really don't need to be messing with him." You heard that out that mob. You remember that, Cecil?
What'd you say again?
We asked Ride or Die, can we get down with him? They said, well, one of the guys said, no, let's think about it, because we really don't know. First of all, let's just put this on the record. I dudes and made a name for myself. I didn't need to go to Ride or Die. Let's get that understood. Cecil didn't need to go to Ride or Die. And whoever had a race car didn't need to go to Ride or Die, but everybody was joining Young Money, and so we wanted to be with the people that wasn't joining with Young Money. But then when we found out, I'm speaking on me, but when I found out that everybody won everybody, and then when you see me at high, but then when, you know, you don't follow with no cat, man, I need some loyal cats with me. You understand me? So that's why I joined Young Money, for the loyalty, you know what I'm saying, and for the business aspect of it. They try to take it over the road, and I travel over the road. I got 158 acres of land down south. When I get ready to move down south, Young Money will be affiliated with Mississippi. You hear me? So don't make me call and then tell Young Money, hey, we got, let's bring a couple cars out here because it's coming. People
hey,
that
Doozy.
I want to hang around with, man.
Hey, Doozy.
Yeah.
somebody texts me this question to ask you, and you don't have to answer it. You can plead the fifth on it. They said, okay. Ask Doozy, did Chris Jeremy from Initiate Customs do done to him and his motor the same guys that fucked it?
Is they saying Chris Jeremy a bad guy when he did he mess my motor up? Is that what they're asking?
Yeah, I guess. Yeah,
Put bumping that seatbelt up.
Oh, hold on.
Well, Chris, I can't speak bad on nobody, but Chris, he didn't get himself a bad name on a few guys. So he did work on my car, but, you know, he didn't finish it. But I'm not going to hold him accountable of it because I took the car back. So, you know, his name is not too fond out here in the race game. So, you know, I'm not going to speak bad on nobody because I didn't change my ways. All that bitch calling, I'm going to stop all that because some guys, they deal in feelings. I ain't got time. I'm too old to fucking pull the guns back. That's a wrap. I love this racing shit. So
that
bitch calling, all that, I'm through with it. You know, because I know guys is grown. They don't want another grown man calling no bitch. So this is all to everybody. So I'm going to try not to call no guys no bitches. And I appreciate if they do the same to me.
And me too. Now, the question you said is, did Chris mess up something? What you say now?
It went back. Let me get the text. Text said that Zach Doozy did Chris Jeremy from Elimination Customs basically due to him. Did he fuck over you?
Yeah.
Well,
I'm gonna answer that question. I'm gonna answer with my nuts dangling, sir. Yes,
hey,
sir, Chris Jeremy.
Doozy, you know my boy. Yeah. Now, you don't have to answer. You don't have to answer, sir. You don't have to answer.
All right, I want to answer.
Okay. All right.
Yeah, Chris Jeremy, he messed me over, man. You know what I'm saying? And the sad part about it. He told me he was a good engine builder and he built this and this and that. And when I got the motor didn't do nothing. We started at 32. We set the timing at 32. When we get ready to do a burnout, it'll fly to 56 and 76 and all this other. And we were figuring out what the problem was, and it wasn't a problem. This man had me buying fuel pumps, MSD system, all kind of crank triggers, all kind of shit. And guess what it was, man? He didn't put the bronze bushing in the lifter thing, so the cam was walking, and it messed my lifters up. I spent $8,500 with that man. I spent $8,500 on parts and with that man, and he just basically blew me off.
So you, let's just put it this way. You had a roller camshaft, and the dumbass put a cast on the distributor.
Well, what he did was I paid for him to do my whole car, my whole motor over again, break it down, and we did it. And then what he did was he went at it the slick way and put it back together, and then he put it out here in the race world that I wanted my motor back so fast. That's why it's messing up. No, you was the engine builder. You supposed to, if you seen a problem and you the engine builder, then you were supposed to fix that problem.
That he was going to give us the car back at a certain time. He didn't fulfill the obligation that he said he was going to do. So everybody thought that we took the motor back so fast. We didn't. He was doing things that he said he was going to do, and he didn't do them.
Right. And my boy on the phone right now, man, he was with me thick and thin all the way through that, man. I drove up there. Now, Chris don't stay in the hood. Let's get this understood. Chris stayed past Pontiac, man. So I drove up there at least about 20 times, dog. You know what I'm saying? And I brought business to him, man, for him to play me like that. Only thing that I was happy with Chris was when he did my header. All that other shit, I was very disappointed with. So, you know, to the race world, I wouldn't spend no money with him on nothing, man. And it's so many people out here looking for him. It'd be best if he just stay in Pontiac, man, or wherever, man. You know,
wow.
I'm gonna be honest with you, man. Because he just fucked over people, man.
I'm glad.
Yeah, well, that's what's going around right now, dudes. You know what I'm saying? I just texted, someone told me to ask you that question, and I didn't want to put you on the spot. I don't believe I'm on the spot.
Shit.
You know, let you say if you want to say what you want to say, that's fine.
Nah, that's what happened, bro. Bro, real talk, man. The man fucked me out of my money, man. And he, you know what I'm saying, back and forth up there and shit. Then I'm gonna tell you this the trip that I popped. He had me do a burnout in the parking lot, bro. Soon I do the burnout in the parking lot, it was good. I called the guys out of Mississippi, put the car on the thing. I said, I'm ready. What y'all want to do? We locked it up for 1800. When I got down there, the race was at 1200. I did the burnout. The burnout was good. Soon I go down the track, it fell on his face. We put the time light on it. The timing was at 56, man. I almost blew the motor up. I had called Chris and asked him what the problem was. Chris tried to, troubleshoot me through the motor and found out when we broke it down, he didn't put the bronze bushing in the lifter board. So the lifters were loose, and then it made my cam loose, and then it threw everything off.
Okay, I got you.
Hell no. Tell everybody, I wouldn't advise that motherfucker to write it on a piece of paper, man. His John Hancock ain't shit, man. Real talk, man. And he got a pass. Believe it or not, he got a pass because he's so far away. Because I've been got on his ass, man. But it's so many people. But like the good Lord say, you know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? You turn your cheek. If motherfucker strike you once, turn the other one. You know what I'm saying? So I just look over. I let it be gone. I put it in God's hand. You know what I'm saying? And let him fight my battle. But you dig, dog messed up. He know he messed up, man. It just said that he made somebody else believe something that wasn't true, man, when he actually was the part. I'm not no engine builder, man. And
right.
I'm quite sure that person that texts you that, he ain't no engine builder. So both of us ain't lying, and other people ain't lying.
Well,
Chris owed some other guy like $7,000 on the other talk show that be on the talk show. He owed another guy a lot of money.
I just got a text on that. It says he fucked Reg out of $7,000 on his Malibu.
Yes. Yeah, he fucked
him.
You know, if all the people talking about this, they should know something is wrong with this guy. Then. You know, they can't keep going back to him. But see, he put my Woolly Bars on the same bracket that I had the other Woolly Bars with. You know, the Woolly Bars, the older Woolly Bars.
Yeah,
I had the bracket on my car. He took that bracket and put my other Woolly Bars on. So now I got to get my Woolly Bars redid because he used the old bracket, which one guy told him that it's all right, but I don't want to trust it because I don't want to put no power to the ground. It's like Young Money and them did. They car went up. They broke the Woolly Bars. I don't want to do that. I don't want to have something go wrong with my car when I'm going down the track or, you know, I'm trying to leave. So he's a bad guy. Well, I tell you what, man, from experience, I ain't talking no fiction. I'm talking about a fact. If whoever messed with Chris German that's in Pontiac, they write their name on the parts because what he will do, and I know this for sure, he will give you some old parts and put the new parts in one of his boy motors or keep them, and then, you know, shit like that there. And that kind of shit would cause somebody to get killed, messed up,
yes,
or everything. You know what I'm saying? You know, and I'm going to be honest with you, man. The guys out here love their race more than they love their women.
Yeah.
So you figure it out, man.
You right, dude.
I know I'm right,
hey,
bro.
Hey, guys, listen, I gotta bring in a call real quick,
yeah,
man.
Yeah, Chris ain't right now.
Hold on. Chad, you there?
Yeah, what's happening?
What's going on, man? Tell me what's happening out there.
Right now is I'm waiting to get a call for the spot that we're going to meet up at tomorrow for this Oklahoma shit. And basically they brought out, who'd they bring out? They got the S10 out here. They got the Murder Nova out here. They got Chief's twin turbo Pontiac. They got Monza. They got that third gen with like the 630-some-odd-inch motor with three kits on it, the back half car.
Bam!
Chuck Seitzinger, I think, is the slowest car they brought out.
That's that Mustang.
Yeah, yeah, check out that white Mustang.
Pretty good.
Oh, no, no. It's, I mean, like I'm saying, but that's what I'm saying. Like, the slowest shit they brought out here is Chuck's car. So we got our hands full in California, but I think we'll be able to handle a lot of them.
Hey, you think Chuck's car is slower than the truck, the pickup truck?
Well, I'm saying Chuck's car is the slowest car they brought out. I'm not saying it's the slowest car on the show. It's just the slowest car that they brought to California.
Oh, so
but, you know, I mean,
to the show?
What now?
My question is, they going to do another show to Street Outlaw?
They're out here in California right now to film Oklahoma versus California.
I love that show, man.
I'm one of the guys that they called in to be on the show. It's me. We'll start from the fastest and work down. We got Crazy Kelly. We got Crazy Kelly from up north. We got Bodie from up north. We got Gypsy Michael. We got me. We got Matt Zendejas. We got Izzy Performance. And then we got the AV boys with that little white all-motor Mustang that everybody's seen pulling the wheels past that Porsche on the street.
Yeah.
But I don't know what the fuck the AV boys are gonna do. I mean, they're better off challenging those guys to a foot race than they are to a drag race with the car that they got.
Hey, Chad.
Yeah.
Are you going to Denny's at 11 tonight?
I didn't hear anything about Denny's at 11 tonight, but it's my girl's birthday party tonight, and I'm already in enough trouble because it was her birthday yesterday, and I had to meet up with the fucking producers and shit and do interviews for the show. So I'm already in hot water right now. I just snuck off for a minute to call into the show.
I guess those guys are coming down to Denny's.
Who the fuck is going to race? Because it was funny. All these people that have been quiet all this time, and I'm going to have a lot more haters after this show comes out because all these people that have been quiet this whole time and never answered my call-outs, they were real loud last night when we were in front of Oklahoma, but my phone ain't been ringing for any races.
Well, who was up there?
Bow Down came out there, and they were making all kinds of stink because they're not on the show. Jeff Cagle's been making all kinds of stink because he's not on the show. The AV boys were trying to make all kinds of stink because they don't want me on the show. And then they were trying to talk all kinds of shit last night. Tell me, come up to their street at 4,000 feet elevation and pull off my nitrous and race them motor to motor. And it's like, the fuck are you thinking? You want me to come out and chop 6 inches off my dick and fuck your girlfriend? Like, what the hell is wrong with you? I'm going to give her all 13.
So everybody's all bickering on who should be on the show.
Well, yeah, and that's the problem, and I think that's really what's going to kill California. I mean, I hate to say it, but I really think that they're going to end up making us look the fool on the show because California is not coming together to work together to help each other out. A lot of the guys are just haters. There's a lot of haters.
There you go, right there.
That's
the problem right there. Instead of unifying everything, everybody want to split up. Man, they come to your town. You're supposed to go on and set it out.
As soon as I heard they were coming, I knew Gypsy Michael was going to be on the show. Gypsy Michael came by my shop. I gave him a whole mess of parts and bottles and all kinds of shit to put into his car and let him use my shop discount at the performance shop to buy whatever the hell else he needed. It's like, dude, you know, we need to come together and bust these motherfuckers' ass. We don't need to be bickering
right.
with each other.
Right.
Hey, Chad, are they going to run everybody like one night, or is it going to be a one night per race?
Yeah, no, we're running everybody in one night. We got the street. We're supposed to meet up. I don't even know where yet. They haven't even told me where yet. But we're supposed to meet up at 4:00. And then as far as to my understanding, we've got the street from 6:00 in the afternoon to 6:00 in the morning to get all the races done.
When is this supposed to go down?
Tomorrow.
It was supposed to go down tonight, though, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was supposed to go down tonight, but it was raining. It was raining out there today. I'm pretty sure we're going to be racing out in Lancaster out on G and 40th. I'm pretty sure that's where we're going to race because, I mean, the AV boys have been making all kinds of stink, and, you know, that's right in their backyard. That's where they race all the time. So that's the street that they want to go to because it's pretty high up in elevation, but it doesn't even matter with how cold it's going to be. I checked the relative elevation today, and it's only like 1,800 feet up there with how cold it is.
You know what, Chad? Too bad we couldn't do this at that place where you raced Anthony.
You know what, that street's about the same. The only thing that's better about that street is it's all concrete. But, I mean, I think, honestly, with us, I mean, honestly, we're outpowered. We're outpowered by the Oklahoma guys for the most part. I think Bodie's the only one that's probably got the horsepower. So, I mean, we're better off racing on the AB Boys Street, you know, better off for the California people because it's a concrete launch and then it's all asphalt. Which, I mean, we already know the Oklahoma guys pretty much always only race on concrete where we're used to asphalt out here. Shit, our best street, 135th, is asphalt.
Well, let me ask this question, Chad. Are you guys doing eighth mile or are you guys doing quarter?
Eighth mile. You know, I mean, you already know that, and that's what, you know, people have been complaining about it and shit, but, I mean, look at it. At the end of the day, it's a TV show. They got lawyers. They got insurance. They got this. They got that. What fucking insurance company in the damn world is going to allow you to go 200 miles an hour on a public street?
Yeah, I know.
You know, I mean, I understand it. Yeah, you know, I mean, at the end of the day, it is a TV show. It is for entertainment, you know, and they got rules that they got to live by. And, you know, I mean, trust me, I was talking to Chief and Sean and all those guys yesterday. And they're all real cool dudes in person, except for fucking Daddy Dave. Daddy Dave's a pile of shit, and I'd like to punch him right in his fucking mouth.
What was he saying? That's who I met in Vegas.
Daddy Dave is just a cocky motherfucker. Like, it's like, dude, you don't even own that truck. You're just a fucking driver, dude. You don't even own that shit, so shut the fuck up. Go build your own shit and then come at me.
Was he talking shit to you?
Oh, yeah, he was talking shit because they were all saying they want to do all no prep races, no prep, you know, one burnout, fucking no VHT, blah, blah, blah. I'm like, of course you guys want to do fucking one burnout, no VHT because you all got fucking 1632s on your cars. We're out here coming out on 28, 10, 5 shit. Mazda Dejas was thinking about showing up on 8.5s. You know, we're coming out on 28. Yeah, Matt's Mustang. So, you know, it's like we're all coming out on these small tires. Of course they want to do a no-prep race. So that way none of us got a chance. They just make us all look a damn fool because they brought out all these steamrollers. They're like, oh, well, they didn't stop fucking selling big tires when we bought ours. It's like, yeah, but that shit ain't no fun. I had a big tire truck. I sold it because that shit was boring. He's like, no, you sold it because it was slow. I was like, yeah, motherfucker, sure, it was slow. 490s on 150 shot is real fucking slow.
Hey, well, these guys, do they pair you up with anybody yet or no?
No, that's all going to be figured out tomorrow. I mean, and that's part of the problem. Like, I'm, you know, going to go back to the haters. Those AV boys, every time I tried to set up a race, you know, they got to – I'm not going to lie. For what their car is quick. But at the end of the day, their car is a mid-9-second street car.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, that's all it is. They don't have shit for the cars that Oklahoma brought out.
Yeah.
And then, you know, I told Chuck I'd race him head up. I told that Camaro I'd race him head up. And then Monza wasn't there, but I said I'd race fucking Monza head up too. Any one of those three cars, I'll race head up. But every one of those races, the AV boys kept trying to poach because, like I said, they just don't want me on the show. They're mad because I offered them two in the go and they still wouldn't take it.
Wow.
But yeah, no, I mean when
Kelly's
Chief first Kelly might be here. He might not be here. Kelly was testing his car earlier in the week, blew it up, fixed it, and was testing it and blew it up again yesterday. So he's trying to fix it again. So you already know. You already know. Kelly puts his shit on fucking kill every time he brings it out. So Kelly might make it. He might not make it. The way it's looking right now, we got Bodie is going to run the S10. Gypsy Mike is going to run Chiefs twin turbo Pontiac. And Donnie said he don't give a fuck. Donnie will race anybody. You already know Donnie. He don't give a shit. Just like Gypsy Mike don't give a shit. You know, I really don't give a shit. I already named the three cars that I would be most willing to race. But at the end of the day, if nobody else will step up and I got to line up with the Murder Nova, then fuck it. I'll flip a coin and I'll line up with the Murder Nova. Fuck it.
Dude, if he goes up in smoke and you get past him, I'm blowing his ass up next week.
Oh, dude. I couldn't even imagine. If I got lined up with the Murder Nova and fucking busted his ass, that shit, man, I wouldn't even need to worry about winning a Wally in the rest of my racing career. I busted the Murder Nova's ass on the street with a 28-10-5 stock suspension Mustang on one plate.
Yeah, I was wondering if any of those guys would call in tonight. But
who knows? They're supposed to be meeting up at Denny's for something.
Man, hey,
yeah,
they would call tonight, but they got Doozy. They got Doozy on here.
I got. They're coming down to race somebody. They're meeting at Denny's.
The Oklahoma boys are going to race somebody.
Yeah, Jonathan told me that he. He called Chiefs, so they're coming down to raise somebody on Compton. They say we're going to Compton on Compton's rules.
I know. Chief really wants to run on Compton, but as far as the way they made me understand it is that they don't even really have control over their cars. But maybe since we got the one day holdover, I mean, who knows? Maybe the producers will let them have their car for a minute and do something. But yeah, who knows?
I tell you what, man.
Huh?
Hey, man. I know y'all would like to be where I'm at right now.
Give me on the white car.
I don't know. Susie, cut that phone.
Give me
off.
About $30, $35.
Hey, I bet y'all like to be where I'm at right now, motherfucker.
We got background noise, man. I got way too much stuff. Okay. Anyway, so everything's gonna be postponed until tomorrow, then,
Yeah. No, they told us last night that we're not going to do it until Sunday. That way, you know, today after it rained a little bit, we got time for the street to dry up overnight, and then it's supposed to be sunny all day tomorrow. So it'll be tomorrow night. I don't know if they're going to make me sign any kind of non-disclosure agreement where I can't talk about the race until after the show airs or what. But I already had to send them in a whole bunch of fucking paperwork that's already signed and done, and there was no non-disclosure agreement in it. So we'll see if they make me sign something else at the street.
Well, hey, Chad, let's ask Mr. Russo. He's been on TV a couple times. Did they ask you not to do that, Mr. Russo?
No, I actually had to sign. I had to sign a disclosure. We couldn't talk about who won or who did what. Unless you were at the show, but you know, we as drivers couldn't tell anybody.
But yeah, I mean, they're trying to keep it as quiet as possible because like everybody that's coming out, each person that's coming out is only allowed to bring two, possibly three people with them. So, you know, they're trying to keep it as small as possible, and I had to put my people on the guest list and all kinds of shit and let them know ahead of time, and they got to sign waivers and all that stuff too. So we'll see. I mean, at the end of the day, you know, nobody wants a spoiler on the TV show, so, I mean, we don't, you know, they don't want people coming back tomorrow and saying, oh, yeah, fucking Chad beat the Murder Nova or fucking, you know, whatever.
What?
So we'll see what happens. If they don't make me sign an agreement and I bust somebody's ass, I'm sure as hell be talking about it. And if I get my ass busted, I'm gonna say I got paid to lose.
Well, so is he? Are they gonna be racing at anybody?
I don't know who. I mean, it's like I said. I mean, right now, the AV boys and Izzy are kind of low men on the scrotum pole, and I mean, the cars that they got to offer. I mean, I think Izzy's probably got a better chance than the AV boys just because he's got that all-wheel drive truck, that all-wheel drive turbo truck. I think it's all-wheel drive turbo nitrous. But, you know, as far as Lunchboxer shit goes, I don't think he really has a fucking fighting chance in hell.
Well, Lunchbox is still up there? I mean, he was still in this?
Yeah, Lunchbox is still going to be in it because, you know, I mean, he got famous after he did that wheelie past the Izzy Porsche. So yeah, Lunchbox's Mustang's going to be in there. Hopefully they swap the motor in that motherfucker and put something fast in it. Yeah, I mean they've had plenty of time that they've known that they're going to be on the show. So
was BC Performance there?
BC Performance showed up. Corey didn't really say anything, but you know, I mean, he didn't get invited to the show. I think mainly because, I mean, shit, I mean, he's got a fast-ass car, but it hasn't been on the street for, shit, it hasn't been on the street for like 3 years.
Was Asian up there?
No, neither farm truck or Asian were there. It was,
The motor's out of the farm truck.
Oh, okay, is that why they didn't bring farm truck out?
Yeah,
because that's what I was hoping, and that's what Chief originally told me the first time I talked to him after I made that call out video was, you know, that they were going to run Lunchbox with the farm truck, which that would have been a good race, but you know, with the cars that they brought out, Lunchbox has no business in it.
Wow, well, see, that's what always made me nervous. Was not nervous, but they're going to take one of their cars and say, well, we want to race at Mustang. And then get waxed. We get waxed.
No, I mean, it's all the racing and shit is real and the negotiations are real. You know, we're actually going to be, you know, negotiating with who we want to race for what race we want to do. I mean, I don't give a shit. I ain't asking space from nobody, you know, so... Like I said, I got those three cars that I'll race, you know, that I would like to race. And then if I can't get a race with any one of those, if I got to go head up and ass whooping against the fucking Murder Nova, I'll take it. You know, but I'm not going to be on fucking TV begging for no space from nobody.
Wow. You know what I think you should do is get Steph and say, you know what, I want to take you out to dinner for your birthday. Let's go to Denny's.
She's already cooking right now at the house.
You get free food for your birthday
on
Denny's.
Oh, you do?
Yes, sir. Your birthday tomorrow, so we'll meet you tomorrow.
Yeah, I can get an ID. I can get an ID by for tomorrow. Oh man, I hope we fucked them up, man. I hope we fucked them up so bad.
I think it's going to end up being a 50-50 split because like I said, I mean, you know, I mean, and I'm not hating Izzy Lunchbox. If you guys are listening, I'm not fucking hating, but you guys just don't have enough fucking steam to bring to this party. You know, I mean, that's all there is to it. I don't, you know, besides the act of God or a whole lot of luck, I don't see any way of Izzy's red truck or Lunchbox's car beating any one of the cars that Oklahoma brought out. And you know, unless they fuck up. So I mean, I think we're going to be a split. You know, I mean, Bowie's car is fast as fuck, and I think it's got every chance in the world on a prep track against that S10. But I mean, you know, it's going to be iffy. You know, I mean, Bodie's got a good size tire. Donnie's got a decent size tire. Gypsy Mike's on, you know, a halfway decent size tire. But, you know, I mean, every car they brought out is a steamroller except for Chuck's car.
You know what Dave told me in Vegas, man? Dave told me that truck, that Sonoma, he said it would go 470s on the street.
I believe it. He told Gypsy Mike they got fucking $65,000 in the suspension on that truck to make it work wherever the fuck they take it with one burnout.
Yeah.
Yeah, we need to get Tony Bynes on the phone and see if Tony went on their truck.
Right. But yeah, we'll see how it is. I mean, the odds are stacked against us, but it's our street, and you know, it's a street that they're going to be kind of unfamiliar with the track surface because I think we only got about 50, 60 feet of concrete, and then it goes straight to asphalt. It's even less concrete than on 135th.
Well, Chad, who picked the street, Chad?
The AV boys. Don't ask me why they're getting their dick stuck so hard to get this show done, but I mean it from what I've heard from Sean and from Chief is that the AV boys were like the go-to for this, and they pretty much, you know, made all the rules basically, besides, you know, the Oklahoma rules of 8th mile and fucking all that bullshit.
Oh, I see now. Now I see why they're involved with it.
It's all about YouTube famous, you know what I mean? And like Chief was telling me, you know, they don't even pick who they race. You know, I mean, they can kind of nudge the producers towards, you know, what cars that they want to race. But at the end of the day, the producers are the ones that pick the cars from the state that's going to be on the show. Yeah, I think that the only thing that got me on that show is that call out video that I did, and then you know, 1320 video just posted that video of me getting my ass busted when my car got sideways against CPR.
Yeah,
you know, just to at least show that I am on the fucking street whenever I can actually get somebody that's willing to fucking street race me. You know, I mean, that's the whole thing. Like when Chief first talked to me, he's like, I never even heard of you. He's like, I've never seen any videos of you on the street and blah, blah, blah. I was like, that's because nobody will fucking race me on the street. It ain't because I won't go on the street. It's because nobody will fucking race me. You know, besides like, Bodie, Kelly, and Gypsy Mike are the only three people that would actually be willing to race me heads up on the street. Other than that, you know, it's nobody. Everybody else wants something. They want, you know, a couple of cars in the hit. They want me to take off the nitrous. They want me to do this. They want me to do that. They want me to start blindfolded with the car turned off, you know.
See now, Chad. Now, here's the thing. I'd race you head up, but you got to have 1 foot touching the asphalt before you leave. That's all.
Oh, that's no problem. I'll hang a foot out the door and just hold on to the trans brake. I ain't worried about that.
Nah, you know, I just want to take 3 out of 5 races from them.
I think that's a reasonable goal. I think that's a reasonable goal. I'm pretty sure we're gonna have more than 5 races though, because they brought 6 cars, and I think they've got us bringing out 7 cars. So we'll see how many races end up getting off. But yeah, it was funny. We were doing the little interview last night, and you know, they're kind of telling me a little bit how to say shit, and I could tell that they were kind of wanting me to be a little bit of the bad guy. So finally, I just ended up saying fuck it and playing the bad guy. And then at the end of the interview, the lady's like, all right, well, is there anything else that you'd like to say? I was like, stop for a second. I was like, yeah, fuck Oklahoma.
Hey, Chad, you got beat.
Yeah, no, exactly. No, they made me say it again. So we'll see. We'll see if they actually show that part, because they had me say it twice. After I said it the first time, she's like, "Shaw, could you repeat that?" I was like, "Yeah, fuck Oklahoma."
You should tell them, "Fuck them cow tipping redneck motherfuckers."
Oh, Gypsy and Mike Oklahoma was fucking hilarious. Gypsy Mike, when we were doing like the face-to-face meet with all the Oklahoma guys on one side and all the California guys on one side, Gypsy Michael's talking about bringing fucking llamas and sheeps and shit to put out on the side of the road to fucking distract them.
Make them feel like home.
Deers called butt naked to them, bring some deers up
there. Yeah, that's what we should do, get butt naked. Hey, butt naked, can you send a couple deers out here? California,
shit, we don't even need butt naked. We'll just have Three Lug on the side of the road with his ass cheeks hanging out. That nasty motherfucker.
Hey, you should have told those Oklahoma guys to eat a ding dong.
Yeah, but hey, I got to get back to this party. I'm getting called in and I'm already in trouble. So you guys have a good night.
All right, Chad, thanks for calling in.
All right, later.
All right, I'll see you, man. Well, you know what? That's good to know, man. That's good to know. Now he's going off tomorrow. Let's see if I can try and sneak up there. Get some video from that side looking in. They won't let me go up there.
Hey, Mr. Russo. Butt naked. Hit butt naked up on his episodes. Hit butt naked up so people can hear what he had to say. Butt naked said, "All my haters who hate me, I have done it."
Butt naked, your new Alabamian champion.
There you go. Turn it up,
Mr. Russell. Thanks to all my fans and supporters. But most importantly, I would like to say thanks to all my haters and doubters. Y'all are the reason why I do this shit. That man said, I fans on y'all, because a billion motherfucker want to see me fall. You know what, man?
Butt naked, you got to love him, man. The Alabamian champion.
Well, when is Oklahoma gonna start to venture out? I mean, they went to California to try, and I'm hoping, you know, I got my money in California. I just that's my period. I got on California. I hope California knocked their dick in the dirt.
Well, you know, I guess if you just put out a call out video, or you know, something on the whatever the website is, they'll get in touch with you. That's how I think it went down. But you know what I was telling Dave in Vegas when I was talking to him, the guy with the Sonoma.
Is that the S10? Black is like black and silver, which is all black.
Yeah, it's black with the silver trim. And he was saying that you know that's how they you know you can reach out to him. But it's funny, like, he didn't know anybody by name, but when I said 901 bad boy, oh yeah, I heard of them. Didn't know it, and didn't really know when I said Tony Bynes. He said, nah, how about Prime Time? Oh yeah, we heard of Prime Time. He goes, yeah, we tried to race him, but they backed out. I go, nah. I go, you tell some other stupid white person that, man, that ain't none of these guys bowing out to nobody. I said, I don't care how fast you keep your truck, man. I said, neither one of them can. And that's what I started telling them. Man, there's a guy called Killer got a car. Be more than happy to go at you. And, you know, I can get 20 cars. 20 cars if you can get 20 cars. And I told him, I said, you just pick a place. And he says, well, he goes, I put out a video and for $5,000, anybody wants to come to Oklahoma City and get their ass kicked, I'm the guy to see. And I told
the thing of it is, he said, come to Oklahoma City, you know, a lot of us, we don't run the street no more. You know what I'm saying? Doozy said tonight, he said, I retired from the street. Is that his step to run somebody on the street?
Well, like Chad said, they got $65,000 in the suspension to make that car work with one burnout and run on the street. But either way, I mean, I saw that Sonoma run in Vegas on the track.
Mm-hmm.
And
out of respect, we won't say his number.
And they didn't post the number. And then the Mustang that they ran, the Thursday night we were out there, he scraped the wall. Nothing major, just the back part of the car got a little, you know, some scratches on it, but, you know, for the most part. That truck runs. I want to see that thing run 470s on the street.
Well, I got a question for you, Mr. Russell, if you want me to ask you a question. I received a picture of your car from another source.
Yes, you did.
It has stickers all over it. What's going on with that?
Well, we found some sponsorship.
Okay.
So, you know,
and like I said with Doozy, you can plead the fifth. You don't have to ask to answer the question. You know.
Well, you know, some people remember, they know the car and they just.
Well, I mean, my question to you is that, we know you're a grudge racer now, and have you invented as grudge to be, and you got sponsors?
Well, the sponsors came because of the race I ran, those races,
mm-hmm.
They want to sponsor the car.
Mm-hmm.
So, but I'm going to be doing some other stuff to the car and probably eventually get away from what I'm doing and just cut that thing loose and put a different power plant to it and step up the car. Because that Vega still has all the stock front suspension on it.
Mm-hmm.
So we just may put, you know, a front half on the car. And.
Well, I heard another rumor, too. I heard another rumor that you were had this set of Harrisburg that's come out the finish now.
Well, sort of.
No.
Sort of.
I heard you're doing that, and you added nitrous to the car?
Yeah, there's nitrous to the car.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, goddamn, how do you find out all this shit in Detroit and I ain't told nobody shit?
As Dude
yeah,
said, we
nitrous.
Know what we need to know.
We got nitrous on the car now. So, we're using it in Vegas. And, you know, I never used nitrous as, or, you know, with two units before. So
right.
I wasn't, it was a different from the last time I used nitrous, which was probably about 25 years ago. So I've always been a motor guy. But yeah, man, I'll tell you, it's addicting because, you know, I was already asking for other pills. I'll see if it'll take this. And the car just kept stepping up and going quicker. And it was good, man. We was out there for a whole week and got a lot of, you know, data on the car. But we're having fun with that car. But probably next season is when we're going to step it all up. New motor,
right.
You know, all that good stuff.
One other question for you.
This is
your show tonight. Yeah, you had a real good show tonight, sir. My question, another question, is the Detroit Hood get on here, bump his gum with Doozy. I think that's going to be a good one. What do you think about that?
Well, my thoughts are on this. I don't care if a guy shoots video or not. You know, like we've talked about that on this show. the videographers would puts us in the limelight, puts us up on YouTube, puts us up, and those guys, you got to take into consideration this. These guys are filming so many cars, so many people, and people are just willing to talk to them and tell them, you know, a whole lot of stuff about their cars, not realizing that they're on camera. So when these guys go to build a car, they're going to know what to put in it. They're going to know.
Right.
So I think the most dangerous racer would be somebody who's done all the video on everybody's cars, how it leaves, how it hooks, you know, all that stuff like that. You have all that film data to build a car, the do's and don'ts. So, you know, it might go the other way. I mean, that's just my opinion. I mean, I could be way off. But I'm just saying, you know, that's a lot of, you know, I coach football and I coach baseball. And football, you know, we rely on film to see what the other guy's doing. Like, someone could have, you know, BET could have 20 hours on one car. They know every characteristic of that car, how it leaves and what launch, what this. He's got it all on film. He could start selling that to other races. I got film on that car. You want to see what it does? I'll sell this to you. You know, you get a lot of film on a car, man. I mean, people might not look at it that way. They're thinking YouTube and being famous. The guy shooting the video is like, hey, when I build a car, my car's going to do this. My car's going to run like this. Mm-hmm. It's going to have this on it. It's and so, yeah, I wouldn't take them lightly. He would know what to get or know how to, you know, get things to hook up. So that would be my take on it. He would somebody I would have to keep both eyes on, not just one.
Chad, I was looking at some video of you and Chad, and one thing I learned was old guy told me, he says, get a still picture when your car leaves, see if the tires are wrinkling, and see what basically the suspension is doing. What do you think about that?
Yeah, well, that's how I got my car dialed in. There was a guy out here who used to take pictures of my car, and when I looked at the car leaving when the wheel's up in the air, I would notice the middle of my tire was buckling up, and I'm only hitting on the outside of the tires. So that just told me, you know, I need more air pressure. I need more air in my tires. Even though the car was sticking and it was working, and, you know, once I started getting more rubber touching the ground when I left, you know, 64 started coming in. So, yeah, pictures work, videos work. I mean, all that stuff, it comes into play. So, you know, it's all homework, man. And like I said, the guys who shoot the videos, all the guys out there, they have tons of videos of cars. Shoot, if I want to know something about somebody's car, I call BET and look at it. I'm gonna send you $100. Give me 20 hours of this car. I need to study this car. You know what I mean? there's ways of doing it, man. These are the guys that you may think they just walk around with a camera in their hand, but hey, that's the best way to plan an attack. Look what the Japanese did to Pearl Harbor, man. They got all their intel by somebody walking around taking pictures. So yeah, I think those are the wrong guys you want to piss off, especially if they've been shooting your car. You know, people may talk shit, but I'm telling you, man, those are the people that have the goose that laid the golden egg. You piss one of those guys off, they're going to send tape of your car out to everybody.
Right.
So yeah, I mean, I don't know what kind of car he's got, but I don't know if I would be taking it as lightly as Ducey is. I'd still, you know.
So
what I mean?
Ducey, bad man. Ducey, bad man.
No. I'm not taking nothing away from him. I'm just saying, you know, obviously, like he said, he told Ducey, I know what you got. You know, and probably got video of it at one time or another.
Right.
So it's sometimes people build cars to beat a certain person. You know, because they know what that person has, and they'll build a car specifically to beat that person. And they might get lucky and win a few other races. But they'll go after that one person. You know, and if he's got a car, building a car, and, you know, nobody knows what's going on with it or what it's about, you know, then there's no homework on it. There's no data. There's no film. There's nothing to look back at. So, yeah, it's a guessing game. It'll definitely be something to make you, you know, think about.
Exactly.
But I don't think that race is just slam dunk. Never look anybody. And just think, I got them covered. So that's my take on that. Hey, Sleepy, you still there? Sleep. I bet he went to sleep. But you know, I tell you, Kev, it's a good thing to have that stuff, those videos and stuff like that of your car. I still look at mine from you know, when I first got the car together in 2007, and then I look at it now, and it's just like, it looks like the same car on the outside, but it's definitely, well, you've seen underneath the car, it's definitely different underneath the car.
Completely. I agree with you.
But, you know, we'll get it all straightened out for next season. I'm going to pull the motor out probably after Thanksgiving and put a new bullet in there. And go from there. I was actually thinking about going back to the small block.
You went to the big block, then we went to the small block?
Well, I went from the small block to the big block. But I was thinking about two different motors and I go back and forth. I know with the big block, the cubic inch, I mean, I don't know. We'll see. But I'm going to take the motor out after Thanksgiving and get ready for the new bullet going in. I might have to repaint it because, you know, after I do all the work on it, my hands get dirty and they get all over the primer. I might have to sand it down and reshoot the car. That ought to make Tyson happy. Because I just bought 8 cans of Rattle Can Red.
See, I was about to say, it's Tyson. Tyson.
Now
Tyson, what I do. Yep.
You know what I'm
going to
do?
Oh, paint
job. What I'm gonna do? Hey, this is what I'm going to do. I'm going to paint the car primer rattle can red again, and then I'm going to get some black spray paint, and I'm going to write on the side of the car, painted by Tyson. That looked good. Maybe I'll use stencils. And I'll take a picture and I'll send it to him. Or put the car, in one of those fake magazine covers. It kind of looked like it, with that paint job on it like that. Well, tonight's been pretty active. I wish you guys could be out here for this Oklahoma thing tomorrow night.
Well, just go out there and.
Well, I'm going out there tonight at 11 o'clock, wherever they're going to meet at, see if they show up. I don't know what car they'll come with. But I want to go check it out and see what they're going to do. But if I know about it down, they ain't going to race no 8 mile.
Never know, John. He might have some. He might do what he had to do.
They won't do it. Beer car comes around on the big end. They're not going to. They won't do 8 mile. But yeah, it'll be good, man. I'm kind of I'm trying to figure out what kind of behavior I should be on, if I should be smart ass tail going out there or just sit back and watch.
Yeah, I'll just sit back and watch.
I just want to see some good racing, that's all, man. I know these guys got a ton of money in their cars, and that's why they run them on the street.
K.O.
Yes, sir.
Hey, man, don't go out there and clown. Go out there and be smooth, man. Get all the information so we can whip them.
I should go on recon, man. That's what I'm going to do. I'm going to do exactly that for you, babe. I'm going to do some recon.
Yeah. That's what I'm talking about.
I'm gonna bring my little camera they put in the cars.
Now you're talking, baby.
On stealth mode. I might even stick my camera in their car and get some video that way. Yeah, maybe I should, man. Because you know what? I like to see those guys. Bring out some cars, but see, the thing is, they won't do it on the track.
And see, now that's being smart. You're a smart boy. Now you're getting smart.
They wanna do it on the, like I said, they paid all that money to get their chassis set up for the street, and the cars don't run on the track, but they used to run it on streets that are that junk. So we'll see what happens, man. I'm gonna head out. Our timer's clicking down right now, but I'm gonna head out there. And I'm just going to sit back and watch. I'll let everybody do the John. I'm sure there'll be videos on YouTube and the whole nine cars after that. But I'm gonna see what we can do and report back to see who we got to go after these guys with. And
It's all about being smart.
Yeah. One step in front of the other guy. All right, man. I got about 30 seconds.
I'm going to play some of these promos out of here, and then we'll be out until next week. I want to thank everybody for calling in.
Good show, good show.
You the man. All right, Smooth. We will talk to you later.
Get ready as Grudge Inc. presents Rumble in the Jungle at the Showtime Drag Strip Saturday, November 30th in Clearwater, Florida. The Grudge Pro Mod race is the headline race as Mike Hill from the ATL versus Mike Stravino from the MIA. It's the pine trees versus the palm trees. Who's the baddest? Plus, there will be an anything on 28s and 29s shootout with $3,000 up for grabs. W's okay, no willy bars. The Grudge Inc. National Extreme 29s champion Lil Rick will be in the house. And on deck, it's Cole Killer and Scotty G, Grudge Inc.'s newest member and national record holder, plus many more. And last but not least, the top sportsman national champ will be on the line. Running for the title is Stone Cold, Ballsy, Timothy Hall, and many more. Gates open at 10 a.m., races at 3 p.m., spectators $20, age 10 and under free. It's all going down as Grudge Inc. presents The Rumble in the Jungle at the Showtime Drag Strip, Saturday, November 30th. For more info, contact T5 at 954-275-0396 or log on to grudgeinc.us.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.